Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, race fans, and welcome to another day of Atomic Dog Talk Show, sponsored by Grudge Inc. It's a pretty fine weekend. My understanding, there was some pretty good racing going around this side of the country and afar. So, you know, just getting with things. You know, we want to always invite any and everybody to come on this talk show and talk about some racing, some lockups, some lock-ins. You got some call-out, regardless of where it may be, if it's in the area. We got race fans around here like to hear about it. So I encourage all of you to take advantage of this talk show. Come on and talk about some races you may have or some call-outs you might want to do, or event that may be coming up. Give everybody opportunity to know about what's going on in the world of grudge racing around here. With that said, I want to go to the line and see if we have Lorenzo or Ricky out there. Also, Atticat in the Houston area, or any other person that might have a show to come on and speak about it. But I want to hear about some of the races that went down this weekend. So, Lorenzo or Ricky, if anyone of y'all out there, Atticat, hey, push the one button, man, and we're going to get you on and let you talk about races that happened or some call-outs if you know about them or your upcoming events. But before I talk to you, I just want to let everybody know, got a race coming up this weekend. Atticat should come on and speak about it. I know he got one and Houston HMP this coming Saturday. I'm not sure if another one, but if so, come on, speak about it. But just to make everybody aware of the Atomic Dog Show Enough Racing race December the 1st going down at Dallas Raceway. Should be another fine event. We hope to see everyone out. Hope to see guys trying to make action, trying to get some lock-ins, try to close the year out before Christmas. Hey, with a pretty good race in Texas before some of us might venture out and go farther east to another big show out there in Florida. So with that being said, you know, before we get these people on, I just want to put something on your mind about the night's topic. What we're going to talk about is some of the shows. A lot of people have been coming out with their schedules. Some hadn't came out with their schedules, but me, myself, and a couple others, we kind of been talking, and it seemed to we had a problem earlier in the year with shows, on top of shows, and looking through the internet, people was complaining about, you know, there's too many shows, the people in shows on top of shows. In the end, man, I think the spectators and the racers are the ones sometimes being cheated. And when I say being cheated, meaning it's kind of hard to make events when they're thrown too close together. Me, personally, myself, I had this issue earlier in the year. I worked it out, and that's why me and Show Enough Racing is doing this race December the 1st, because I had a rain out date and I was given another date, unaware of all the circumstances. It was on top of somebody else's show, and I had to, you know, step up and try to be the better man in this case and move that date because I wouldn't want nobody to throw a race on top of me. When I say throwing a race on top, it's just my opinion. I hope some other promoters out there chime in and give their opinion about it when we get to it. But when I say that, I'm meaning if there's multiple races going on, I say within 250 miles of each other, and they're on the same day, I think for the grudge race, now we have bracket racing and class racing, and that's a little different. But for the people that consider to be grudge races, when we throw these events like this, sometimes it makes the shows be a little watered down. We have just our locals in that area participating, and I believe everybody likes to get people from different places to come to their show to help make a better show. So, you know, hey, with the schedules the way they are, man, we as promoters, we want to find ways to work together. So I just gave you that. Also, the other segment would be if a person is showing their time, are they considered a grudge racer? Or do people fear to run races that show their time? It's a matter of opinion. You know, it can go either way. I know here down this way sometimes you may not get a race, so you choose to do some other kind of racing just to have some fun. So that's just a topic that I'm throwing out there. We're going to let you think about it for a minute, and we're going to go to lives and talk to some of the other people about some upcoming events. If you got an upcoming event, I had a race going on, I'm looking to lock in for a race this weekend up in Houston, Texas, at a cat race, or you're looking to lock in a race for December 1st, Dallas Raceway, or any other race around here that you want to talk about, you want to let folks know about, feel free to push the one button at this time. Okay, we'll go to Sharon. Who we got?
Okay, 832-7733, your mic is open.
Hey, it's Finney with the Bird Crew. How y'all doing?
Hey, what's going on, Ben? How you doing?
I didn't have anything to say. I was just listening.
Oh, you're just listening right now? Okay, we'll just hang on. It might be something come up. You might want to give your opinion about it. Well, just hang on there.
Okay.
Somebody must have called to a phone store. Okay, who we got?
504-5817. Your mic is open. 504-5817. I'm sorry. Your mic is open.
Okay. How you doing, Miss Sharon? It's all about.
We're fine, bro.
This is a big budget boom out of Louisiana.
What's going on, Boom? How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing fine. Just here to come in and show love on your show, man. And, just make a few comments on what you was in. I want to reiterate on a couple of things you were talking about. In the beginning of the show about water down participation and races on top of each other, man. I just got into this promotional thing of putting on races myself, dog. And due to respect to all other promoters and people that put on, it's within. It has to be almost in a. I have to be almost in a position where there is no other way that I would have to be able to do this if I'm gonna stack on top of somebody's race. I put on a race. I put on a couple of races this past year. And I never would. If a person, I would stack no dates on one like that. I did my dates. Like, for instance, my race was July the 28th of this year. Hot Boy Ronald Hall had scheduled a race. I think he had a rain out. And his race was November the 3rd, but he wound up doing his at another track for November the 10th. But, Ronald does the same thing, too. He doesn't have to stack his races on top of nobody's race because, like you said, it does water down and it does give disadvantage. Like, for instance, this past weekend, it was four different races, and Mr. Hall came on my show, and was kind of upset about the situation. He had a race that was scheduled for November the 10th in State Capitol, which is in Baton Rouge, and I personally didn't have a race put up, but on my talk show, a lot of the guys like Big Clark, Miss Bonnie, different people that was promoting their show, they came on there and was asking the listeners, if they're not doing anything on November the 10th to come to Hattiesburg. A couple of guys that was scheduled to rerun races at Ronald Hall's race wound up coming to Hattiesburg. I kind of felt bad that they came on my show and discussed it and wanted to run. But, the guy that was going to run a hall wanted to get it was already scheduled months ago to go to Hattiesburg to run Sylvester and them and all that other stuff. But he wanted to get at Big Nuck. And Big Nuck was locked in to be in Hattiesburg. So the only way he can get to Big Nuck was to go to Hattiesburg. But, beyond all that there, man, we all, as promoters and the guys, people that's out here putting on these races, man, we owe it to our spectators and also to our racers and to be able to give them enough time to rejuvenate from events, from the races. Now, to reiterate upon people showing their time, Atomic Dog, my personal opinion.
Boom. Once you hold up, so when we get to that segment, you can come back on and give that. I don't want to get too far off into it, but once you hold that,
okay.
When we get to that segment, I want you to come back in and give your opinion, what you think on that. Is that okay?
Yeah. Most definitely.
Yeah.
But
okay.
But just to finish that, I'm gonna mute my mic, man. We guys have to communicate now. Grudging has a forum where you can go in there and pretty much get in touch with all the promoters, all the radio talk show hosts. And, all you have to do is listen to these shows, and you pretty much know what these guys are doing. And that's what I do. And go to these tracks. I know Dallas Raceway has a calendar. Go on there and do your investigation on this stuff, and then that way you can find out who's doing what. That's all I have to say for the moment.
Okay. Okay, appreciate it, man. So when the next segment comes on, we start talking about that time thing, you can speak up about it. But not to get too far away, Sharon, we got anybody out there who want to come on and talk about their upcoming event, about some races, about some lock-ins, or something going on. So go to lines.
Tree Man, your mic is open. Tree Man, your mic is open.
Hey, I thought I accidentally hit the one button. I wasn't ready to talk yet.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm going to close your mic. Put your hand down for me, Tree Man. Push the one button and take your hand down now, Tree Man. There you go. Thanks. Okay, Tracy, you don't have any more hands up right now.
Okay, so, okay.
The show is full. You got a lot of listeners, but no hands up.
Okay. Okay, maybe a lot of people want to listen. So I guess we can't get off of this. If somebody wants to come on and talk about their show. If we, and I'm going to ask this, if we have anybody on the line now that promotes racist, if you push the one button, you know, I like to hear from you. Yeah. I want to hear from some of the promoters because, you know, I had a chance. I tried to talk to a few of them today and try to find ways to try to work things out, to try to work around some of the stuff that I see actually that's going on around in the Texas area that's kind of making it. And I read the internet and people are already starting to complain that here we go again, you know, races on top of races, and people feel like, hey, it's going to be watered down shows. It's BS. If there's any other promoters on here, you know, hey, push the one button and just kind of talk about the position you're in or where you stand. I think we all have to try to find some kind of way to make races happen, to make races better. You know, if it calls for some time, hey, man, combine a show. That'll take one race away. I mean, find some kind of way to work it out. I mean, I don't think that, you know, everybody want to take the bulldog position of, hey, man, you know, I'm just going to do what I got to do and I'm not going to worry about it, because if every person around here promoted a show took that attitude, then in the end, all we would have is racers that's racing these cars having to make a hard choice or getting the attitude, and spectators who come out to these events who love to come to them can't afford to come out weekend after weekend just to try to support a show. So it kind of takes away from a show. Even travelers, if we try to get people come from different states and stuff like that, they can't travel every weekend. So in the end, we're going to have to try to find some kind of way to try to work this out. And I'd like to hear from some of the other promoters. Chime in, give you a take on it. Put it out there. I don't want to be the one to just dictate the whole conversation. I'm just one of the person that wants to bring it up, because when I look across the board, I've been seeing this. So who we got out there, Sean?
Summer, your mic is open.
Hi. I had to speak up.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, you know, as promoters, we can try to work together. But as y'all can see, I'm pretty much used to getting stepped on or moved around, shuffled, I guess because I'm the shorter one of the bunch. When I hand a track owner a prospected calendar of the dates for the year coming, and that owner says, I don't give a shit about those other tracks, I just care about what I'm going to do. Right there, all hope was lost, and respect for the promoters, the racers, everybody. I'm coming into the game. I'm here to do what I want to do, and everybody else can just go to hell. It would be good if the promoters, you, us, others, that you know who I'm talking about, need to sit down sometime during the year to pre-plan for the coming year. That way, we all know as promoters, we're working together here in North Texas, because we represent North Texas. But you got to get the tracks to work with it, too. Another track stepped up, threw a banner out there, and has already squashed somebody else. Didn't care, just did it. So that's two tracks not even working with it. There's only four tracks.
Okay, so, let me not to cut you off, but let me say this, Summer. I understand the tracks. They own the tracks. They in business to make money because they own the track and they have to make money. And I'm going to take a position because I've just probably been a track owner. They're going to look at it just like if you had a McDonald's and across the street that Burger King opened up. The track position owners not going to really care what the other tracks do. They're going to only try to sell their product, and they're going to say each his own. But from the people that's promoting at these different tracks, those are some of the people who do the grudge racing. We as the promoters going to have to try to find some kind of way to do our races, whatever track we're doing them at, to where we not on top of each other. Just because that promoter lets you do a race at that track, but just for example, just say if you was doing a race at, I'm just going to use Kennedale, not saying you're doing a race, if you're doing a race at Kennedale, okay, and another promoter go over to Dallas Raceway. Y'all two people are going trying to find dates. Why would y'all throw a race the same weekend, the same type race? Now, if there was a different type event, it wasn't a grudge race event, it may be different. Sometimes you're going to attract different crowds. But if it's a grudge race event, the track, yes, of course, they're going to rent the track to you because they're in business to make money, you know, so they're not going to really worry about it. But the promoters, we have an opportunity to try to say, hey, when are you doing a race? Look on the schedule and see when you got a race and try to work around it. That's what I'm saying. You know, before the tracks, I understand what you're saying. The tracks are going to do whatever they think they can do because they're in business to make money. But promoters, we come out here, we work hard to try to get people to come to these different tracks at different times. And what I'm saying is we haven't even got to 2013 yet. And I'm looking at the schedules, and I haven't seen them all yet, and we are already cramming. I mean, when I look, I just kind of shook my head and say, wow, I have to speak up. I have to say something about this. I have to put this out there. We have to try to find a way to not do this. If it called for me backing off a race, I don't have a problem trying to back off a race. So, I mean, because I don't want to get on here and preach something like this about trying to work together and then go out there and do the same thing that what we was all guilty at some point of doing 2012. So that's why I brought it up. I want to talk about it. I want to hear from some of the spectators. I want to hear from some of the racers who got to run their cars. I want the promoters, and that's why I wish more of them come on here and speak up. I want some of the promoters to hear to what some of the spectators and some of the racers, what they feel about this. Because I think, from my opinion, when I read and stuff and they put words I like, the promoters don't care. All they care about is trying to make money for themselves. Me, myself, I really don't like that because I like to try to provide atmosphere and make a good show to where the races had fun, the spectators had fun, and then come back and we can go different places, different tracks and do the same thing. But when I read this stuff about they don't care stuff, you know, me, myself, personally, you know, I don't really like to read stuff like that, but I like to try to – I listen to them. You know, I read it. I try to take it in consideration. Then – being at the end of the year, getting ready to come into another year, I think it's a good time to say, hey, man, let's kind of put it out there. Let's hear the races. Let's hear from the spectators. Let's hear from the promoters. So after the shows, when it gets to the end of the year, hey, we can try to find a way. These are the dates we got. Sometimes we have to juggle. Or people willing to juggle. We just got to find a way to do it, man. And, I you know, that's my take on the summer. So you can go ahead and finish.
Well, I know the one person bashing the promoters. He's been doing it for a while now. He bashes all of them. And the only reason this one person's bashing promoters is because he's getting paid to come race. But if you're not...
Are you protecting the person's name? I mean, do we look these people in the face and these people turn around and bash it, stab you in the back? I mean, you just care not to say or what?
I'm sorry? I didn't catch it.
When you said you knew of one person bashing the promoters, I mean, who is the person? Is this person that's part of the game that don't like what we're trying to do? Or or what? I mean, who is it? I mean, sometimes you can communicate with these people and try to find out. I mean, or you just don't want to say their name or.
Oh, it's Martin. It's a ghost. He puts his name out there. He signs his name to it.
What would you
he
think
has a grudge car.
Why would you think, I'm just asking you, your opinion, why would you think Martin bashes so much of what the promoters do when they try to do shows?
I have no idea. He was a sponsor of mine. For 2 years, he was a sponsor. He sponsored the Grudge Trophies, in fact. But then he turned on it and saying, he's the one that's saying, the racers don't need no stinking trophies. Everything that he stood for, he's turning around on. So I have no idea why he would do that. He even won some of the trophies.
Okay, well, you know, as long as the person is open and willing to try to find ways to work together with some of these schedules coming out, I just think that, you know, we need to take a look at this and listen to what some of the racers have to say. Some of the racers, I hope you push the one button. And spectators, I hope you push the one button. I think the promoters need to hear, because for the last couple of years, I think we kind of been letting it go in one ear and out the other. So I just think at some point in time, we have to hear from more than just our sales. Okay, who's going to learn?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Okay.
Jay Schaefer, your mic is open.
Hey, I'm just a video. How y'all doing, by the way?
Hey, what's up, Jay?
What's going on? I'm just a video, man. You know, I'm just, you know, go to a different event, you know, trying to video a little bit every now and then. And when you have, for the last 3 or 4 years, a certain date for a holiday race, and it's been like that for the last 3 or 4 years, if I'm not mistaken, and then you try to take up 2 days when you know there's another race on the same date of your race, and then you're going to try to take it to 2 days, that's right there. You're not even working with the other track when you know that it's another race on that day before, you weren't even racing on that day. You only had that one day. Now you want both days. So how is the tracks working together, or is it the promoters working together or not working together? But when you do it for one way for 3 or 4 years, and then somebody new comes in the group, in the promoters. I'm not a promoter, but I'm just speaking for kind of like the racers and I don't race. But the thing is, if you come in and another track is threatening, you know what I'm saying, that they say they don't give a shit, that they're going to put a race on top of you, they don't care. But then you're going to try to take up 2 days when you was used to taking up one and everybody was happy. Now you're taking up 2 days when you was only taking up one. What's the deal with that? Why are you changing your mind now because a new track can step in? Well, I mean, are they stepping on toes like that? Or, I mean, what is the deal? And then for, we had a schedule come out, I think it was yesterday, and it's been called so much commotion. June, May and June was stacked up every damn weekend from the beginning all the way to the end, from May to June. What kind of shit is that? You ain't giving no race, no time to break nothing, to fix it, to bring back to the next weekend. It just ain't going to happen. It's just not going to happen. Watered down? No, it's not watered down. It's totally fucking ridiculous. That schedule is ridiculous. If that was a real schedule, that schedule is fucking ridiculous.
I agree.
That whole work is not working together at all. And the ones that's, you know, promoting, I mean, not promoting and saying they don't want the promoters to do this and do that, they just started grudge racing this year and they're talking about a promoter shouldn't do this or shouldn't do that. They just not getting their damn feet wet. I don't even know why he's even in the conversation. He just started grudge racing this year. He ain't grudge racing the last 2 or 3 years.
I hear you on that, Jay. I mean, that's why I brought this topic up tonight, is because what I saw on the schedule, and I thought it was kind of ridiculous, and I felt like that, you know, we're going to have to work together, everybody, to come to understand it, and promoters per se have to listen to what some of the races.
Would
you mute your mic? Please.
I think that's Jay. I think he's walking.
Is that Jay?
I think that might be Jay.
That may be me. I'm driving right now, so I'm concerned.
Okay. So what I'm saying is, you know, just putting it out here and listening to some of the people, hopefully, you know, it'll give the promoters a sense of, man, you know, it's right. I mean, it's just too many shows. It's May and June are too many shows. I mean, not saying some other dates need to be adjusted, but what I see right now around here in Texas, the May and June things is kind of ridiculous. I mean, what's going to happen, we don't know. That's why we're here listening to the racists, listening to the spectators.
Yeah.
Hopefully just listen, and hopefully we kind of get together and try to work something out, to try to, you know, do something about some of it.
One thing that was interesting about that schedule, Tracy, is that schedule only included the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It didn't even include... That's not me. It didn't even include San Antonio Raceway or any of the other tracks in Dallas. So once you add those tracks in there, there could be additional races stacked on top of races.
Yeah, because we got HMP and we got Eva Dale. I know there's a guy that shows some No Way Out races. I think they're doing Eva Dale and HMP date. I know that's why I wanted Roy and Adcat on here to kind of talk about this. I don't know if they saw it, so we can all kind of, you know, talk about it, listen to the spectator, listen to some of the races. So we all going to be wanting to get some of these races at our event, and it's just going to be a thing that's going to be very hard to do with what I see right now. So, you know, hey, we want to hear from the races. We want to hear from the spectators. So races, push the one button, let the promoters know how you feel. And what do you think? I think it needs to be seated. So push the one button. What we got?
Okay, I've got some background noise working. The only mics that I've got open are Summers and Jay. Summer and Jay, I'm going to close your mics. Do me a favor. Press the one button. Take your hand down for me right now. And then when you want to jump back in, press the – there you go. Thanks, guys. When you want to talk again, just press the one button and I'll know it. Monty Joe Young, your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, Dale Thomas Dog?
Hey, what's up, Monty Joe? What's happening?
Nothing much, man. Just sitting there listening to the show, man. You understand what y'all going through out there?
Yeah, man, we got something we need to try to work on, try to smooth out for 2013. Get here, because it's a hornet's nest right now.
Yeah, well, hey, don't feel bad. They do the same thing on the east side, man. Yeah, I just called to see, was you going out to Florida 14, 15, 16?
I'm making arrangements now, man, trying to make it down to Florida. You know, I'm trying to make it per se, but my car won't make it because I had a big problem, and it's not going to be up for the first of the year. I already got the word on that, so. But I'm planning on going down there. What's on your mind?
Well, man, we just looking for a little action that we can find. It. Tell me, y'all got a couple of big time grudge cars out there. We looking for some action. See, them guys out of Texas coming in want to lock something in.
Well, we got some guys out here. I mean, what they going to do, I'm not sure yet. Well, you got some names in mind or somebody you want to, you know,
yeah,
anybody you want to talk to?
Yeah, I heard Roy James was back on the scene. You know, I know they do a little grudge, and they got a big tire car. You know, hey, we gonna put a shout out to them. And what the other guy, Tree Man, is it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't he have a Cobra automatic?
Yeah. Yeah, Tree Man's on the line. He's on the line. Him, Roy James. Yeah, Roy might be on here. I don't know if Roy on here or not, but I mean, he might be on here listening. I don't know.
Tracy, I'm gonna open up Tree Man's mic. Tree Man, your mic is open.
What's up, Mighty Joe?
What's up, man? What's up? Hey, you going to be in Florida on the 14th, 15th, 16th?
I mean, I ain't really just made no plans on pulling that cut out now, man. I mean, y'all show us a little love here. We might show up because we just came from South Carolina, you know what I'm saying? That'd be two trips on us back-to-back, and ain't nobody came down here yet to see us, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand. You see, I'm totally on the other end, man. I'm up almost in Canada, you know what I mean? So it's just as hard on us as it is on you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you want to do something.
I think you can make it down here on the first?
I'm like you, see, I'd be back to back on us, you know what I mean? I'm way up there, man. I tell you, like I'm north of the border.
Oh, okay, so you're a long way from Florida too.
Oh yeah, it for me to Florida, 1,500 miles.
Ah, damn. Well, I mean, you know, shit, me and Ro just talking at the track this weekend. We were talking about it, but then that's like 2 16-hour drives, you know, first month, then right back the next month. I mean, I don't know, but I mean, we looking for some action, though, man.
Well, I mean, if you think you can handle that gorilla, it might be worth your while.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess that's something we got to talk about. Me and the crew got to talk about a little bit, man, because I don't know. You know, on that highway like that, back-to-back kind of make you ragged around the mouth.
Well, I can understand that. I mean, I feel for you because we did the same thing. You know, we was in Orangeburg last month. You know what I mean? And usually we don't do more than one race a month, man, because it's too hard, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people don't understand that. You know, they figure, you know, they go an hour from the track. When you're running 15, 16 hours, the track, you know, I mean, sometimes back to back, that kills you, man.
Yeah.
You
know
what I'm saying? He got our number. Just having to call him, man. You know, if you and Roy James want to do something, either one of y'all, you know, we'll go to Florida. You know, we'll lock it in if you want to do something.
Okay, then at the end of the show, we'll just get the number from him and I mean, you know, let us talk about it and shit. We might. I mean, I really just can't speak for everybody right now. You know what I'm saying, Chief?
I understand that, but, you know, I know, that's a big race at the end of the year. Everybody used to try to get to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I've been to it twice, you know what I mean? Usually night, you know, 3 days, that makes it even better, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can pick your day to race, you know what I mean? You don't have to stay there if you don't want to, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so it's, you know what I mean? But, we definitely look for the big action. They tell me everything in Texas is big. We just want to see, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll put it like this here. You know, for between me and Roy James, we definitely ain't scared to race, but, I mean, you know, we don't, you know, shit, get tired on that highway. I mean, that's back-to-back, but then, shit, we might work something out. You know, like I say, I can't just speak for everybody right now, but I talk to him, and he might come on the show, and, you know, we got to talk
right.
To the twins and them, talk to the whole crew, you know what I'm saying?
Right. You know, I mean, like I say, we would have came to make them, but like I say, the other track, we don't race at that track no more. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna follow no next either.
Oh, yeah?
I don't race that. I don't like that track.
Oh, okay. Okay. I mean, shit, we get on the phone, you know, by ourselves,
yeah.
You might can tell me why. Give me some heads up on something.
Right. Well, you know, that's a different situation. I don't like that track, you know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely get the number when the show's over, Midas. And like I said, talk about it.
Yeah, you can call me 24/7, man. You know, ain't a problem. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and I was going to get on Tommy Dog, but I know he got a top sportsman car, so I'm going to let him ride.
hey, Joe, you sure right? I got a broke top sportsman right now. I got a broke top sportsman. It's a top sportsman. It's broke, and I'm broke, so... You
Mighty Joe Young, that's a pro mod. His car's broke, so you can leave him alone, but that's a goddamn pro mod. As soon as he gets it fixed, get on his ass. Get on his ass, Mighty Joe.
Hey, bro, we ain't going to talk about no pro cars right now, right?
Well, I think he's kind of like an old Jack, you know what I mean? They got a pro mod, but when it's time to race, they got a top four, you know what I mean?
He do got old Jack syndrome now. He do got old Jack syndrome.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, bro, side, we'll see about that. You know how you first, when you first go fishing, because you ain't exactly sure what's out in that water. You just don't know. When I came down there, I was wading my way.
You came down here to get some goddamn free money, which you came to get.
Hey, Paul, yes, sir. Dumb it up. Yes, sir. I don't care to tell me what I call the old jack, but
if you're going to tell me what I'm talking about, what they hear, my ties a little, you know what? Dumb it up. Dumb it. Well, that's, we ain't worried about the old jack. What I'm worried about now, we're going to bring them cars up there, see something at first. I don't want anybody with a good small block like 7-Up. Got these block like 7-Up. And then I'm bringing a little S10 there. It might bring Rambo. Might bring the Nightmare. But when we come, we want action. When we get action.
You trying to find an action for the 7-Up car and which one?
Everything we bring, we got to find action for.
Bring a couple of more big block cars with you.
We got my one big tie car with her. We ain't got nothing but the Nightmare.
Well, the Nightmare supposed to be locked in with a car here already.
Well, the Nightmare broke right now. We got to get the Nightmare right. Hey, who down there want to race something, though? Who really want to race?
Hold on. We probably got somebody out there want to run a 7-Up car. Hold on.
Who really want to race? Anything they got down there, who really want to race? I want to race.
Let me see what we got on here. The 7-Up car, you said a 7-Up car or the Rambo car? Is that what you're talking about? Are you talking about the 5-block truck, S10 truck?
Yeah, and
S10 truck.
Hey, how about Turbo Tim? He's still going to give me the brakes. He's coming to first.
Turbo Tim was broke. I don't know if he's on the line. I don't know what the situation was. I don't know if he's back up or not. He might be on the line.
He's on the line, but he said he's going to give me the break.
Well, I don't know. I know he was broke. I hadn't talked to him, but you got a small block truck. I'm quite sure some folks on here might want to try that S10 truck or that 7-Up car. So, hey, y'all push the one button. Cowboy trying to make a call after he's playing first in the first job I know.
Kenny,
you
might push the one button if they
want to
race.
Come
it up.
Go ahead.
Tell every Texas guy there, push the one button if they want to race.
Okay, well, somebody heard me when I joined the remark, right?
So we want to race. We don't want to come and look. We want to race.
Kenny, can you hear me? Your microphone
came up in last week, and we on a commission. We want to rake the rest of them that died now, that should have came.
Who did y'all beat? Who did y'all beat?
Who we beat from Texas? Tell them what the guy name. You know, they got a Mustang. They from Texas. He be with Roy James.
Oh,
we
yeah.
We beat them Saturday and Sunday.
Well, he might be on the line. He might be on the line. So if he know it is, he'll push the one button if he want to talk to you. So
we ain't got enough sand that we gave them enough Sunday.
Roy James, your mic is open.
I want to kill everything in Texas. Everything. Even the cows and the Mexicans.
Roy James, your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, Roy James? How you doing? Not much,
what's
man.
What's going on?
Roy James, do y'all want some more?
Yeah, January the 19th, you can have anything you want to get in Texas. I ain't coming back down that way.
We coming up there. See something the first.
Come January the 19th.
I'm coming that January the 19th, but right now I'm coming to see something the first.
Yeah. Is Nigel Joe Young?
No, you talking about that Capo. Mighty Joe Young is on there.
I want to talk to Mighty Joe Young. That's what
hey,
I want to
Roy James, can we get that Mustang that we had down here last week?
Roy, are you there? Yeah. Is this Mighty Joe Young?
Yes, sir.
January the 19th. You can get away.
January 19th, whereabouts?
Texas.
I can't hear you.
It's the race I give on the 19th. You may tell you if you want to race someone, you can get that race.
Who am I talking to?
Roy James.
Yeah, Roy, see the whole thing about it, man. I live up in the north of the north side where it's snowing January and December. It's hard for me to travel that time of the year. That's why I say I'm going to Florida in December. You know, 14, 15, 16. Oh, you hear me?
I can't hear you. There you
go. Hey, Roy, this is Mike Joe Young. Man, the only thing about January is we might have 30 inches of snow up here, man. I can't get out. That's the only problem. You know what I mean?
Well, that's when I want to race you.
I mean, we could do it December in Florida. Huh?
I ain't going to be able to come to Florida.
I mean, we coming to Texas. That's 2,000 miles almost. You know what I mean?
Hello? Yeah, Roy. You can't make it Bradenton in December? Nah, I don't think so. I got too much stuff going on.
Yeah, see, it'd be hard, man. See, I'm way up, man. I'm in snow country, you know. We get a snowstorm tomorrow, it might be 30 inches. So
yeah.
I can't lock it like that, but like I say, you know, we put the car up out here, but, you know, like I say, we will go to Braves the next month, you know, with a lock in.
I don't think we'd be able to make it on to Bradenton. I still like to go, but the way it looks, I don't think we're gonna make it.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, if something changes, let us know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, Roy, you know what I
mean? Yeah.
Okay, this cowboy, right? Hey.
What's up, cowboy?
I want that Mustang that I paralyzed last week when y'all were dying in Augusta, Jackson.
I can't talk to him.
You know his number. I don't know his number. I want to paralyze everything look like him the first day. And I'm the dog. Man, fight.
Okay. Well,
I damn near want everything to catch.
We got to get somebody to come on here and get Cowboy.
I'm coming to Texas. We coming to Ray's Hill.
Blind Eye Killer, your mic is open.
Hey, what's up?
There you
go,
Cowboy.
What's up? I want to raise. That's what's up.
Cowboy.
Yes.
It's me. I'm on the line.
Okay. What you want to do December the 1st?
Listen. I'm going to be
there
that
Friday.
Hey, you shut up. What you want to do December the 1st? Don't tell me listen. What you want to do December the 1st?
Hey, I'm going to run you Friday and Saturday. Again, I'm going to be there on 30th.
Tony, he said he won't run up Friday and Saturday.
Okay, I said this, just like I did when I was down there.
Wait, hold on. This same Mustang we would, right?
The same one. I'm the same person.
I'm going to
run
up
Friday
and Saturday.
So we got that understood. Glass, man, you put 28 on there, no balls, you add your ass there, you go to. Nate and Terrell,
hey,
you got
to. We'll be there. We'll be there December the 1st. I don't know if we'll be there Friday or not, but we're going to be riding. We'll be there December the 1st.
Now, get there that Friday. We can test the tune on your ass.
I tell you
so
what.
We can find you take the ball. You get in the lane. And
if we there Friday,
Mighty Joe Young, I don't really know you, but I can speak on behalf of Roy James. I give you $1,000 gas money to be there on the 1st, and you can get Treatment and Roy James. If the money is the problem for you to get him. I fly you here and you had your bus come. And, Cowboy, y'all ain't got y'all stuff. Shit, you be there Friday. I'm going to look at you again Friday. I got some more money for y'all.
Hold on. Let me tell you what I'm going to do. If I be there Friday, I'm going to run you. If I don't be there Friday, we can make our first shakedown pass on your ass Saturday.
Please.
They will turn around and do what they eat.
How much you want to lock in? Please do. And, tell me about I give you the money for Mighty Joe because he thinks somebody's scared down in Texas. I send him, why him the money to come on down here for the first? We ain't got to wait for
the break. Hey, we're going to lock in 2,000 or better.
Mighty Joe Young, listen.
I mean.
Tell him he can get $1,000 wide to him in the morning to be here on the first. He can get Roy James and Tree Man. We'll pay for his gas money. Better yet, I'll fly him, tell him to bring the car on. Cowboy, y'all ain't got y'all stuff. Shit, all that duct tape, all the regular motherfuckers. I'm going to baptize you this time. Just bring enough money.
We locked in, right?
Yeah, both days, nigga. I want to lock in both days. We can lock
$1,005. That's Saturday. Now, I don't know. Could we make it that Friday? We're going to try to. But I don't know if we make it that Friday because we want to call out now. You know, I don't know. Could we make it that Friday? We're going
to try to. And another thing, Glass Man, you take them balls off. I hope your ass on here, too. Bump it. 28, you get
that
Friday.
Glass Man, take the balls off. I'm going to go to his ass before you do.
Nah, I want them Friday and Saturday, too. We get the balls off.
Okay.
He get his ass on Friday. We run at home.
I want all you Texas boys.
It's the same race.
I want all you Texas boys.
You get in the lane, anything you want. Bushnell, you get in the lane you want. Nate and Terrell, y'all got to break it anytime you ready. You just pick a lane and you leave when you get ready.
Hold up now. I'm going to bring my little small S10 truck. I take some.
Bring everything you got, man. Bring all that regular ass shit from down there. I'm going to bust out this
time. What you get out of S10 truck? Small block. What you get?
The next lane, like you gave me the next lane when I was a hometown.
Get every piece of shit. You, I'm going to beat you both ways. Don't worry.
Please do.
Tell me no.
That's all I got to say.
Tell me
no. Somebody.
Once you get to Cali and move a little faster for December 1st and come here.
I told you, I'm going to be there November the 31st. Next November the 30th. I'm going to be there that Friday. So you get it Friday and Saturday.
Boy, we're going to try to get there that Friday because you sweet.
I told me now, you make sure Mighty Joe Young get this message. He can't get gas money to come this far because ain't nobody scared. And I'm speaking on Tree Man and Roy James. Tell him I pay for
him. Hold it. You ain't got to get Mighty Joe Young.
Hey, big guy, hold up for a minute. You remember what y'all get a nightmare? The back time to break.
Nah, we gave y'all to move, and we drove around your face together. We'll do that again. We can lock that in with
you.
You can
the bank down the break.
We gave you the break and pet the gas on you.
Okay, you won. I said, what were you getting at me? I've seen that movie before. That movie ain't look too good.
It is?
No. But, now, I want to play the other movie, the bank down the break.
Nah. You get that with the rule, I mean, with the
Money
Maker. The bumper.
Say what?
71. Whatever it is. We ain't giving up. That nigga bring something to match up call. But I was talking to Mighty Joe Young. I want to look at him. I need to get his address so he can mail a bank account where I can wire him the money. When he come to Texas on the 1st.
I hope Mighty Joe Young go to your ass, man. Hold on.
You got Mighty Joe. You ain't got to send him no message. Now, everybody know that we raise, that we don't raise for once a month, and we plan on going to Florida if anywhere. On the 14th, 15th, 16th. You know what I mean? And we old as Methuselah, so coming to Texas, that man, that's, you know, in between racing, I can see it. That's a long way for old man.
I'm saying, you and your driver, I fly y'all down here. Y'all just have somebody bring the car. It won't be no hard. The flight way quicker than the ride. The car just be traveling.
I don't fly, but like I say, we plan on going to Florida if we go anywhere.
Okay.
You know what I mean? If y'all here from Florida, all you gotta do is bring some ASS. That's all.
Uncle Roy, yeah,
we gonna fly y'all ass over to Florida.
Uncle Roy and Treatment, y'all come in and say, "Dr. Twin, I sponsor the whole trip. We'll be in Florida. We can lock this tonight. We can run the 14, 15, and 16."
What's wrong with y'all ass over there?
You say what?
I mean, we can lock it in. After the show calls up, we'll lock it in.
If they confirm it with the driver, we'll be there.
Okay, I got to talk to Twin them first.
All right. Well, what about you, Tree Man? The same thing?
Yeah.
Twin them say, if we go, we can lock that in. We can stop all this madness. We ain't scared. We come look for ads. We don't listen to this on the radio.
All y'all do is get y'all set together, give us a call, and we'll lock it in after the show. Ain't a problem.
No, y'all stay with that Mustang.
That's sweet, motherfucker.
Cowboy, stay with that Mustang.
Hey, Dion, I'm cool. Twain, I'm cool. Yeah. I'm cool with it, but look at Cowboy.
Yes.
I'll rustle up a big top car and bring that down here, too. That was new Cowboy.
We're going to try to bring the Nightmare down here.
Good try. They sell for us there well. Bring the regular duck motherfucker out. You get
points
overnight.
Hey, man, you sweet, boy.
I know.
Man, you so sweet. Huh? We want to come to you right now. You so sweet.
Well,
you
I'm definitely all
about
you,
man. We're going to
power out
you, man.
Be on your show, but Glass Man want to click in and take up on it. I want to lock in with his bad ass, too. I really want him.
I want
that.
I want him.
Sharon,
he's taking Willie Bob off. I want him.
Sharon, you can go ahead and on the phone.
Okay, I'll try to get Glassman on the phone. Daryl, Motion Racing, your mic is open. Daryl, your mic is open. Motion Racing, 337-4583, your mic is open.
Hey, y'all can hear me?
Yeah,
hey, what's up, man? Hey, cowboy.
Yes.
Hey, y'all get that Nightmare together and bring it on down here on the first. We go to y'all ass.
Man, we trying to get it together now. Me and Tony at the shop.
Ain't no try. That's 2 weeks from now. Ain't no try. I'll get it together and bring it on down here.
Hey, man, we can't make the man hurry up with the motor. The man got to do what he got to do.
Well, shit, I don't know what kind of.
Man, we're in the shop right now trying to get him to speed up. Man, Chess is sweet as hell, man.
Bring it on down here. We got something for y'all ass.
Week. Man, you know we're going to kind of come to y'all. Tell me, dog, just have all them ducks lined up. I'm going to pluck them one by one.
Y'all bring all that shit down here. We got one camp that's going to take care of all y'all.
Shit. Tony ready tonight. Tony told my cowboy let's pack up and go tonight.
Well, come on, shit. We can raise next weekend, goddammit.
Tony, we ain't going tonight. We got some more ducks to kill next week.
We can raise next weekend. Y'all know what happened last time y'all came down.
Hey, y'all in trouble, man. Y'all just don't know.
Yeah. I said that last time, man. Y'all just bring it on, though. Y'all make sure y'all bring that Nightmare.
Last time we raised, we got beat.
Y'all make sure y'all bring that Nightmare. We're going to go to y'all ass.
Last time we raised, we got beat. Right? When the boy came down to Jackson, we paralyzed Roy Jane them. We paralyzed that. We paralyzed.
Y'all be one car, two times, cowboy. One car, two times. Y'all be one car, two times. Now, how y'all paralyzed? Y'all just bring seven up and whatever else y'all bringing down again.
But why y'all, hey, we beat more than one car. We beat two drivers. Y'all changed drivers. Shit, we made y'all fire one driver on site. The man want to stay down here with us. Hell, we sent the man back on the plane. Joey Tony.
Hey, tell me now, they ain't tell me that, did it?
Y'all just make sure y'all bring. Y'all just make sure y'all bring all y'all calls.
He beat him so bad Saturday night. They changed route. They told him, man, he's fired. You know, just like that other guy. Everybody we run for Texas, they get fired. We ran Batman. Batman got fired. We ran this guy here. He got fired. Nah, they finna put another guy in there. We don't want to keep bringing no confusion in the camp, man. We want to break up y'all camp.
Well, man, you got action. So one thing about it, cowboy, regardless of how many people they put in there, they still trying to go their ass. So, hey, you know,
man,
hey.
I hate to do that. Come on, we some nice people down here in Georgia. We don't want to break up the camp, man. You know, that's bad.
Finny, your mic is open.
Hey, this is Finny with the Bird Crew. Is that Mississippi Nightmare talking on there?
Who is you?
Hey, Cam, whatever. He with him.
Who is you? Yeah, this is Mississippi Nightmare. Who is you?
This is the Bird Crew with the Bird Man. We raced you a few weeks ago up in Dallas. You want to run again?
Yeah. Oh, you think you're going to get the break, right?
No, we give you the back tires. We're going up there December 1st. We're going to run motion.
You got that turbo, right? You got that turbo car?
Turbo car, yeah.
You know that black turbo car that we broke loose. We had. Man, we want him, don't we?
I mean, y'all faster than us. But we still want to race
you. If we don't bring the Nightmare, we're going to bring something just like it. You're going to get your ass with.
You talking about a back cab car?
You ain't gonna be coming on the phone.
Man, they talking about Lil Mo. Y'all bring Lil Mo. We don't give a damn about Lil Mo either.
We don't give a damn about Lil Mo either.
Y'all bring Lil Mo. That's the only other car you can be talking about. We don't give a damn about Lil Mo either. Y'all can bring Lil Mo.
Hey, Birdman, you gonna get some action. I'm tired of you coming on the phone tonight.
I ain't gonna get some action when y'all know y'all gonna bring the car.
Like,
that's what we're trying to say. We got two cars. We got two back halves that's gonna go to y'all ass now.
You gonna have two cars up there for us?
I'm gonna have a car for you. If I don't have a Nightmare, it's gonna be something look like the Nightmare.
We talking about a back half car now? We talking about a chassis car? What are you talking about?
He talking about Lil Mo. He talking about Lil Mo, bro, man.
You got no chassis car.
He talking about Lil Mo. You could bring Lil Mo. This motion talking right here. You could bring Lil Mo. We don't give a damn about Lil Mo.
You get.
It don't matter. If he back half, he got action. I don't give a damn if you prime time, full time, or what. It don't matter, cuz. If he back half, he got action. I'm
saying the same thing to the Bird Crew. If you got a back half, you got action. We'll run you.
Bird, I'm tired of you talking like that. This is the Bird Man. You ain't gonna be talking like this. Talking like this to your ass.
We had to give it the back tires and pay you to run before. Just bring this man.
We're gonna bring a back half car and you're gonna give me the back stage time. Ever since my brother won the election, I'm coming to Texas every week now. Rock a bummer on the wall, I want a game, Bird Man. But so if I'm above my wall, I will be there, be similar person. He'll be with time.
You got the other leg of any back half car.
No, you say I got the back tie.
No, I said you got the other leg.
No, I got the back tie. Don't go
I
back.
We'll give Mississippi Nightmare the back tire.
If I bring a back half, I got the back tie.
You bring Mississippi Nightmare, you have the back tire. Any other back half, you got the other leg.
Got to be the back tie. If Mississippi Nightmare be ready, it's coming. But if it don't, if I bring a back half, I got the back tie.
And you going to run with the back tie?
Yeah.
With Mississippi Nightmare, if you come.
You think I ain't coming? You think I'm coming there to not run you? Yes, I'm going to run you. You Bird Man. I got you on Bird Man.
Well, just get the other lane, man. I don't know what you got. Plenty of cars out there.
A rubber back half.
Well, I know I ain't giving y'all shit. All y'all getting in the other lane. It don't matter what you bring.
Man, don't cry so goddamn much, man. You still crying.
Ain't nobody crying. You crying for the other goddamn lane with another back half car. What the hell are you crying?
I ain't crying, man. Open me that.
Yeah, you said it with the nightmare. You said any other back half car is you get the other lane. It's so hard to understand about that, Georgia.
In the back half at first. Open me that. He said, give me that.
Yeah, well.
But this, I'm trying to get right.
Where are you going?
Back to the lights, bro. Two cars about to be the same.
It's going to be a lot of bad faces this time when I come to check.
Roy, you got any more action coming for the back half class, or do you know?
Say what?
The Thomas Dog, Tracy, you got anything coming for the back half class?
Well, careful what they're going to do with that car. We got cars in Dallas, like I say, you, most, Peanut said he won't end on that deal. That we're looking for another. So if it's good, if it's both, whatever it is, we still going to $3,000 on top of whatever it is. If it's both cars, we're doing it. Shoot out, we're going to put a $3,000 on top of it. I'll do it, y'all.
Oh, you right now you got three. You're pretty sure they're going to make it.
I got three right now. I can make it, and Kroger Ben, Cowboy, and Emma right now. I can decide which one they're going to bring and which one is ready.
All right. Good deal.
We got to get them right now. I don't know if we're going to get them right. We're trying to. So we bring this up.
Right, that's hey, Atomic Dog, Pro Style Joe still on?
Bro, might have fell off. You want to holler at him?
He still on?
He might have fell off. I see he might have fell off. We'll see if we can get him on. Hold on. See if you can get Pro Style back on.
Okay, I'll try. Scream in. I've got your mic open on two phones. Let me know which phone you're on.
I'm on my regular line.
Okay, I'm
ready. I'll get out.
You still a good host, Glass Man? Let me try to text him, because I think Blind Eye didn't want him. Let me try to text him.
Okay, I tried for a couple of times.
Yeah, they said it was.
Hold on, and I'll see if I can get Carl Stark Joe back on.
Go ahead, Cameron.
You can't hear me?
What? Well, yeah. Can you go ahead?
Oh, no, I ain't got nothing to say.
I ain't got nothing to say.
Not all the way up.
Yeah. No, I'm saying what I had to say.
Okay, so, well, y'all got that devil, and I guess y'all going to see what happens.
Yeah, I'll let you know, Tom, I'll let you know a week before every time what we bringing.
What car you bringing? But you are bringing some back half.
We're going to try to bring Nightmare, but when we're ready, we'll bring something.
Yeah, I'll bring something so I can kill it.
No, you ain't going to do nothing, man. You ain't going to even race it.
I can kill it.
So you can kill it. Who this supposed to be coming out?
That's Motion Racing that was up there in Carolina with y'all with the back end.
You know who I am. You know who
Motion
I am.
Oh, that's who beat Jim McFadden, right?
Yeah, we told Jimmy ass up. Y'all next in line. Bring that shit on.
Cowboy.
You fad, Motion. I can't beat you, Motion.
Look out, Cowboy.
Bring it on.
Huh?
Welcome. I mean, when we got back, the only thing y'all was talking about was that 7-month race. Y'all ain't say nothing about when we put that on Big Sex ass down there for y'all.
Well, Seth ain't in our car shit. Y'all beat Seth. Y'all ain't beat up.
Okay, now y'all done kicked him out the cab now, huh? Oh, y'all done kicked Big Sex out the cab now, huh?
Hell, we want Seth's ass, too. Everybody named Seth, I like to put something in there. And Big Seth, too. That shit sounds good. Yeah, we kind of beat their ass, too.
Okay.
What's up? But most of it, if we bring some, y'all might get action, though.
We be waiting, bro.
Hey,
like
Tony,
ain't
gonna
do like, you ain't got to beg for a race.
Hey, Tony ain't going to do like Ray up now.
You know, Ray with the street on your ass.
You know what?
Tony ain't going to go to sleep on your ass.
Rail
gonna go to sleep on what? Oh, you talking about Rail going to sleep at the tree?
Yeah, Rail will sleep on you.
Man, I ain't worried about that nightmare. Man, y'all bring that nightmare, y'all bring any other back here. I didn't say what I had to say.
Tony ain't gonna go to sleep on you. We're gonna get the fuck up out of there.
He get up out of there, but he get caught too.
Oh no, he don't get caught.
Shit.
Catch up for French fries, brother.
Yeah, you're right. Ketchup is for French fries. We eat French fries around here. We put ketchup on it and eat it. You might get hate around this motherfucker.
We ain't got no French fries. When I come up, eat some of the French fries, you ready to race, man.
Man, we're going to kill everything y'all bring.
That Mustang don't go nowhere. That's our huckleberry. We made that man buy 2 gravels in one day. That's impossible. We told the man, fuck, you go work for the hell. Go put the car in the trailer.
Yeah, the thing about
hey,
it, y'all know.
Hold on for 1 minute.
Yeah.
Hey, cowboy.
He on hold, dog. He left.
Oh, he said, hold on, okay.
Yeah, he said, hold on.
Y'all know we're going to try to start this race. If the weather be a little cool, we gonna, like I said, we're going to try to start this race, you know, around 1 o'clock. So, man, we got, you know, a lot of this stuff can get out before it get cold. We want to try to see if y'all can get it on before the sun go down the track go away, so I just let y'all know that we are going to try to start racing early. The weather should be a little cool. It's probably be in the 60s, sunny, so we don't have to wait till, you know, late at night when the track go away, so just in case y'all want to lock something in, you know, y'all can probably, you know, put some kind of deal locked in before the weather gets bad, the track go bad. But just to let everybody know this, just to give insurance on what I'm saying, anytime we hit that track and we making passes, if you feel like the track need to be drilled or you think you got a big race coming up, just come to me and tell me, hey, Tracy, we're going to race. Can they drag it? Just let me know. The man assured me anytime I say drag the track, they're going to drag it. So we don't want to make sure. We want to make them honor their word and stay good to it. We want to make sure that track is good, is in great condition for y'all. We're going to be a safe track and people can hook their cars up. So, hey, be asking to drag that track all week and that day. If you make a test pass, man, you don't like something, hey, let's just let me know, man. We're going to talk to the man. Then he's going to accommodate the races, and he wants to secure that track prep to the best where everybody can get down. So I just want y'all to keep that in mind. Don't hesitate to complain the track ain't no good. Just come tell me. I'll go tell the man, hey, they complain about the track. Can we drag it? And if it just take an extra time to drag it, I think it'd be well worth it. People can get that good world race on with the track being right. So I just want to make that clear. I'm gonna make him on his word with me. So, go ahead.
Hey, Tracy, get my number. I'm gonna call him back.
Mike, you on here? He on here?
Yeah. I need to get your number. I'm gonna call you back.
You gonna call me back?
Almighty Joe Young.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you call me after the show. I got it. Yeah.
Okay.
Before Cowboy come back, we were talking about something on this topic. I don't know if you heard about some of this promotion or stuff. What was going on? Did you hear any of that? Roger.
Yeah.
Get
up.
I'm here.
I
hold on, somebody else
said
that. Who was that? Go ahead.
Come on, get up. That's somebody talking in the background, Tracy. I'm trying to find it now. Go ahead, Roy
Jane. Oh, yeah, Roy, we were talking about on one of the
promoting stuff by trying to work together on some of these shows. It's crowded being on top of each other and trying to spread some out. I saw a little issue. I know you do shows too. That, you know, hey, guys kind of crowding shows, and we have to try to find ways to try to work it out, man, because it's getting kind of bad. Too many shows in 1 month, and people throwing shows the same weekend. So I got a question for you. I saw something about your race. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is your race on Friday this year? You have a race on a Friday? Roy J. Hey, Roy.
Yeah.
Are you having a race on a Friday?
No, I'm on a Saturday.
Okay, you might want to check that schedule. From my understanding, that they got it wrong. They said your race on a Friday, and I didn't believe you was having a race on a Friday.
No, it's on a Saturday. Saturday before Martin Luther King birthday. It's a Saturday. I think it's the 19th, but I checked it.
Speaking of the race in July, Roy.
Huh?
He's speaking about the race
in July.
The 4th of July race. I think they got you on a Friday. You might want to double check that to get it corrected.
Okay, I'll check it tomorrow. Make sure it's on a Saturday.
Yeah. Hey, but there's another topic, man. We're gonna move and we're gonna talk about this here. Grudge races showing time. Some people was talking about it, and we wanted to get some people's opinion about it. If a grudge racer show its time, is he considered a grudge racer, or do that a person show its time? Is that some kind of race stopping? Me myself, you know, I don't like to show time, but I don't have a problem. You know, I will run a car to show this time because at some given time around here anyway, all of us done showed our time at one point or another. But it's just a topic to put out there. Some people have different opinions. Do you think it's right? Do you think it's wrong? But how do you feel about it? Do you want to run a car like that? Do you don't want to run a car like that? Each his own. I guess it all depends on what car it is. But, you know, hey, it's just a topic. Is a grudge racer showing in time? Is that a way of race stopping? A person don't want to run a car because they're showing time? My opinion is like this. First coming out, this is just my opinion. I wouldn't want to show my time because I would probably be trying to sneak up on somebody. On another note, another person might look at it wrong. Well, the person shows time, he's just trying not to race you. That's why he put his time out there. Hey, everybody do things a little different. People do things the way they want to do it. But if it's some form of race stopping, I'm like this. If you're going to run a person, you're going to run them or not run them. Some people have different opinions. So, go to the lines and let people speak what they come back.
Man, this.
What do you think? Who wants to talk on that subject?
Man, Tracy, it's mainly the Pro Mods, the one who really got to show Pro Mods and radio cars that, you know, the guys who like Big Low and them, like Twin and Raw and them, you know, man, ain't nobody around here going to really race them with a Pro Mod. So, you know, they got to do something, man, to get out there and bring action, man. You know, automatic Pro Mod is a big thing around here.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why they run that. That's why they run that event, you know, just to get out there, you know, and just to get out there and compete, you know, and see, because I don't see nobody on this end running that car.
Yeah, I understand why Roy and they do it for them. They've been running that for a couple of years. That's just what they like to do. That's their thing, and each camp got its own rules and how they do things, and that's fine. But, you know, at the same token, it is what it is. I mean, everybody not going to run if they feel like you show your time for a reason, or if they happen to beat your person back to give a faster time to you. And don't necessarily have the occasion. Man, put his time, you know, a man run a good demo. If you happen to beat that, they're going to feel like, well, your demo got to be better than that. That ain't always the case because them cars don't always run the same every time. So, you know, people going to take a gamble or not going to take a gamble. But, and Roy and Kate, I know that's between them like to do. So it's just a topic, something to throw out there, see what they think. I know a lot of these backhand cars
around here, they don't too much show their time. Most of these MACAP cars, they ain't really knocked on too much show their time, but you're right, the big time cars don't get as much racing around here. But you know, you would have to travel far. You can't always do that. But when you do, see, like, you know, you probably can make pretty good money on a big time car, depending on the ones you got out there. If you didn't show your time, but then you got people like Mighty Joe Young. I mean, he's trying to jump on Roy. And I mean, so I
have to It's going to always be an East Coast car that's gonna run raw, you know, other than, you know, one of the ABRL cars or so, you know. But just because them guys running the class, you know, when they show on the time, you know, they got a lot of guys play a lot of tricks and games around here, so that don't necessarily mean that's what that car run, you know.
Yeah, I feel you on that. I definitely understand that. So this topic, bring it up, because some people, you know, have different opinions. Go ahead.
I'm not big on showing time, though. You know, I ain't real big on showing time. And, you know, if it comes to a point where I want to run a class or something, man, you know, we might get together and try to get another car together or something, you know, to run that Pacific class, and I keep my back half car as a grudge car, you know. But
yeah,
it come a point in time where, you know, you want to race. You know, we love this so much. That's why we do this. And it come a point in time where you want to race, you know. So if you got to jump into an automatic pro mile class or something, you know, show your time for a day or what, you know, to go out there and compete, you know. Good thing about twinning them, shit, they showing time and winning. So, you know, you can't be mad at that.
No, wait. One thing about it, I call Roy and congratulate him. I mean, they did a good job with just getting the car together and going out there.
Yeah.
You know, hey, my condolences go out to them, man. They took care of their business, man, and I congratulate them for it. Like,
you got to congratulate them because that's like what they fourth, fifth time winning that event. So, you know.
I mean, I was good to see it happen, and they did what they had to do, and they came out victorious on that day. So. On another note, you know, with this internet and we trying to travel, you kind of like, what if they put themselves in hindsight when it comes to that? You're right. Some cars on the East Coast that they might have put a race, might not race, but you got people like I say, Mighty Joe Young. He called him, so he's one that wasn't worried about it. So you got some others. So
hey,
it is what it is.
The East Coast bars, they'll race. Them big time cars on the East Coast, they'll race. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
They'll race. So, and that's about all I see that'll race around this end, you know, other than the ADRL car, you know. And, you know, man, we ain't trying to do that, you know, because, you know, them ADRL cars, the reason why they blow them up every couple of events, because, you know, they max them cars out, you know. A grudge racer ain't going to max his car like that unless, you know, he got a big race on the line and he don't care if he blow it up, you know, to get by, you know.
Yeah. Okay, I know what you mean. I mean, I think Jackie got a big time car. Jackie called me the other day about trying to do something. If
Jackie,
around,
Jackie, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on? I don't know if y'all hear me.
Hey, what's up?
I'm a background noise. Hello.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you go ahead.
Hey, what's y'all talking about? I just barely hear y'all.
Well, we were talking about cars showing in time, you know, how people feel about it. If they think it's a way of race stopping, they think it's a way of getting people off, or what it is, you know.
Well, I mean, the way I see it is, if all you're going to do is dress race, you know, it's hard to show your time. It's hard to race a car that shows your time because people will kind of figure you out, put you, you know, pretty close to where you're at, depending on who you're out running and who you don't, because you know what that other person runs. But, I mean, this thing got around here to the point where, it really don't matter. I mean, the fastest car don't win all the time, so just line them up and let them go. So I tried not showing my time for a little while, and it didn't work out. They flashed it anyway, so... You know, best thing to do is just show up. You can line up next to it and, you know, try to have a little fun at it. That's what got me in this sport, was having fun racing and competing. And there for a long time, I got away from that. Stopped doing it like a business, trying to worry about making money and who's out there and this and that. I really don't care no more, man. I want to go track. I want to race somebody and just enjoy myself. You might kind of lose your two or three house payments, but I want to go have fun.
you planning on running your car December 1st or what?
December 1st, my car will be there whether I'm driving or somebody else is. I am trying to get off work right now to make all that happen, and it looks like I'm gonna be able to make it. But you know how things change sometimes.
Yeah.
We're working on it, trying to get it all duct taped back together. I had a mishap, touched the wall. Not real bad, but just enough to set a four got back. But we're gonna support your race and everybody else's race out there that we can support. And we can finance the affordable support. We will do that with praise be to the topic since y'all got me on the line right now about all these races stacked on top of one another.
Yeah.
My point of view is this, and it's just my opinion, okay? So, before anybody jumps on me about it, this is how I feel about that. A person that calls himself a dress racer, whether he's got a 7-0 car or a 350 car, if you call yourself a dress racer, there ain't nothing you want more than to be it. Every time somebody's racing, whether it's a street race, which I'm not condoning, but I'm just using that as an example. Whether it's a street race or a foot race or somebody racing hurdles or whatever, you want to be there, you want to be a part of it, you want to be seen, you want to be heard, you want to try to line up with them. So with all these races on top of one another like this, you got a lot of people that's still alive. You know, they're going to have to sell the house and lose our lady and everything else, you know, just behind taking all these races. Well, you know, it's true. You don't have to go to every race. But you know how it is. It seems like the one you don't go to, that's the one everybody talks about. And then, once again, as you've seen in the past, that shows about it, that when you don't go to a race, then you got people on here on the board calling that somebody boycotted. You know, oh, they didn't come to my race and this and that. Well, this stuff is expensive, like I said. We do it all we can do to afford the race and just try to bring fun back into racing. I hope they get the schedules worked out a little better than what they got it. If they don't, we're still going to try to support all of them that we can attend. I don't see the point in 5 in 1 month. I don't see how that's going to be costing for anybody's part.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I talked about that one on the phone with a couple of people today, man. And, you know, we got to try to find some way to work around that deal. Sometimes you might, people racing, sometimes might have to go to belt together and try to combine a show. I mean, we just going to have to get away from what I'm seeing is happening right now. So, looking like it's going to put a bad taste in a lot of races. Mind about, hey, which show to go to. It's just too many shows. There's too many week after week. So hopefully we can get together before the end of the year and talk about it and come up with some kind of conclusion on how to make this happen. It's always good to listen to the people that own the race cars and spectators that come through the gate that actually spend their money and want to see the races. So that's why I've had this topic. Just hear from them instead of just hearing from what the promoters say. Let some of the races with cars and spectators state their case.
Yeah, as far as the guys on the East Coast or whoever you had on that earlier, it's kind of hard to hear where I'm at. Getting on there addressing folks about big tire cars and stuff. Y'all just load them up, buddy. We got something for you. Somebody will have something to race with.
That old cowboy from out there on the East Coast, he's talking pretty heavy about Texas and what he going to come to do. But like you say, he know he come this way. One thing about it, he ain't got to worry about getting no race. He bring it out here, he know they going to get a race.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate what you do, Tracy, bringing all this stuff a lot, giving the people a voice, because that's what I see you doing right now. I mean, you're giving everybody a voice to be heard. Without that internet, people get over there and, you know, having a bunch of nasty opinions and not saying the name and all that. At least here, you know, people can get out what they're talking about and, you know, do it in a civil manner, I guess, is the way
I'm trying to say, but you know, something needs to be done, man. Racing's fun, it's a family event. It can be. It can also not be, but it's just one of those deals where we got too many good cars in Texas and in North Texas, and man, it'd be good if we could just come together and have some really big, you know, super shows like we used to have. Like, you know, Super Chevy days, stuff like that, you know. I think the fans, the racers, I think everybody get more out of it. You know, if we could just kind of, you know, not water it down. But
I agree.
Like I said, that's just my opinion. And, you know, I mean, they're like that, so everybody's got them. What else you got going on out there,
Tracy? Well, man, just trying to, you know, just talk about some of the stuff, what's going on. We're closing up on the end of the year. Like, you know, we've got a couple of races that I know about, which is one this coming weekend. Atticat have a show down at HMP, and I got one that me and Peanut showed up racing at Dallas Raceway, December the 1st. I don't know if anybody else got in between. Now we're just trying to, you know, talk about the show, try to see what people want to do, and looking going off into 2013, man, try to see how we can work on this schedule, because it's going to be soon. We got a lot of work ahead of us, because promoters sometimes, you know, they disagree, and that's just part of the nature when you got people trying to do shows where everybody's not going to always agree. But in the end, like I said, we got to find some kind of way not to to do it like what's happening May and June right now. It's a headache with what's going on, and like I said, you got all of Kennedale's out, and I know Evadale's schedule out, and we do know, where Roy James dates are and Atticat's dates are. It might be some other people got some races and some track out some things going on that we haven't considered, and we need to kind of sit down and try to find ways, man, to try to put this to some kind of rest between the promoters and start thinking about the races and the fans and find ways what we can do. So, you know, hey, I'm open to any suggestions, and if I have to move off a show, one of the shows that I got, I don't have no problem with it. I'm going to do what I have to do to try to make it better for everybody, to where everybody can try to have a pretty decent show. And I think we all aim to try to have pretty decent shows for the spectators. I don't think spectators per se like to come to the track and see a lot of people at the track and not a lot of good racing going on. I think that puts a damper on the things, and then you go back and you read the internet and people saying, hey, they got a lot of people in there, didn't give me nothing for my money. And I just try, me and myself personally, I'm just trying to find ways to work to get around that, not to have that happen. And I think if we find ways not to have so many shows so crowded, each and every one of us that put on shows will have a chance to have a more successful show, and they give racing time to, hey, a little break in between, because it is back-to-back stuff. So we got to keep working on it. I'm open for suggestions. I'm willing to listen to racers. I'm willing to listen to fans. That's one thing that I keep telling people about this talk show that's live via internet. It gives us the opportunity to come out and communicate, and we all listen to one another instead of behind the internet. You know, you got keyboard jockeys that go back there, don't leave names saying it's the same thing, that people don't communicate. On this show, you speaking live with people, and you can discuss some things. You know, you're not always going to agree. That's part of it, but sometimes you can make some sense. Like Pro-Star Joe say, you can make some sense out of nonsense and try to get somewhere. I'm going to go to the line and let some other people chime in, give their take on it. We want to hear from everybody. Who we got?
Breaking, your mic is open.
Oh, you go ahead and just counsel me, Sharon. I'll just listen.
Press the one button and take your hand down, Freaky. Boom, your mic is open. Boom on wheels, your mic is open.
Thank you, Ms. Sharon. Tom McDonald. I just want to reiterate on the fact about the time showing. Road races and races and stuff. My per- personal opinion, I can honestly say I have won a little bit more money by showing time. The trick racing part of it, prime example, some guys out of Wiggins, Mississippi, was spying on me in my little S10 Blazer, and they wasn't there with their car. They didn't bring their car, but they had somebody there watching. And I went out there and made a 12-20 pass two times back-to-back, 12-20, 12-21, with a little street car that I had been grudging for a long time. Nobody never knew the time on it. But they had a truck class and I was getting in, and I was running 12-20 and 12-21 consistently back-to-back. So this guy that was spying for this guy called him and said, "Bro, you need to get here now. You need to get here now. Boom on Wheels can't get out the 12. Boy, he done put the other little small motor in there. He can't get out the 12. An hour later, them guys pull up their car, and they come in and locked up about $1,500. Man, I took that little keychain loop off the carburetor and did my other little tricks that I took that I put on there, man. And it's all on YouTube. Boom on Wheels beat the Wiggins boys with a Mustang. I walked about 75 feet in the air and come down and won that money, man. So, I mean, you know, it's what and what. My personal opinion, if I'm showing my time, and I'm a grudge racer, if I'm showing my time, it ain't what I'm doing. So, I mean, you know, and I am a grudge racer. When I'm not showing my time, I'm probably doing my best, you know. So, I mean, it's because it's my responsibility. It's my responsibility that the officials know, hey, do not show my time. Do not show my time. Do not show my time. So if my time is being shown, it's shown for a reason, because I know people are looking at me and all that other kind of stuff. But on bigger car calibers, big tire calibers, you know what I'm saying, I haven't been there yet, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, but me, if I'm showing my time, it's because I'm showing it for a reason. With that, Tommy Dog, I enjoyed the show. It was an awesome show, man. Very enlightening for us promoters to put on shows. Grudging in Louisiana is not a very, 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 very big thing like it is in Texas. But it's growing. And I can tell you, Tommy Dog, I don't know, you didn't get a chance to make it to Hattiesburg on the 10th. But Louisiana stepped up, man. I mean, I don't know if y'all know, but I do know, I have a new vice governor, Tom McDowell. You don't know him. You're going to meet him, though. He's some of the first. Mr. Reggie. I mean, you know Mr. Reggie, huh?
Reggie, who is that?
Reggie Rabbit.
What do you got?
But anyway, he's my new vice governor of Louisiana. He has a Pro Mod big time car, and he have a back half car. Now, this guy here is a grudge racer from hell, let me tell you. Now, I ain't bragging on the man, but the man did his thing, and if Big Clark listening, he can amen to what I'm saying. That man came to Big Clark's show around, 8:30, 9 o'clock, come straight off the trailer. Red Hot came to him, Red Hot is Sylvester, came to that man, asked him what he wanted to do. Sylvester told him what he wanted. The man gave him what he wanted. They went up there straight off the trailer and did their thing. So, hey, I want all y'all Texas guys to understand one thing. Louisiana's in the house, and we are going to step up. And
Tree Man been trying to run Reggie Rabbit for the last past 2 months, man.
who am I speaking with? Who is this?
This Motion. I'm from Louisiana. Tree Man been trying to get at that man for the last past 2 months that man been running.
Okay, well, like I said, he'll be on my show tomorrow. My show is tomorrow at 7 o'clock. And my number is the same as Big Clark. my number is the same as Big Clark's number. So, I mean.
He's going to do that.
Three Man is trying to see if he can get him to Dallas. He's in the purge. His Three Man say he's been chasing
him. Man.
He's going
to do that. Y'all 2,000 if Reggie run Tree Man. Tree Man been trying to get at that man.
We might have to see when we get some show tomorrow,
hey,
man.
Hey, man, get ready on. Hey, Boom, get ready on.
Boom. Boom. Hold up, Boom. Let me talk to Boom. Boom. This Tree Man, don't do that, man.
Okay.
This is Tree Man. Don't do that, man. Don't put Reggie up there like that, man. Hey, man, Hey, as long as my phone was going sideways, Reggie blew my damn phone up. I've been calling that man for 2 months. Don't do that, man. Now, say, you believe in Reggie? Get Reggie on the phone right now. We can lock him up for Tracy Reggie on the budget. I'll pay his gas money.
Okay, well, let me see if I can get him on his line. So.
Get him on the phone.
While Boom is trying to get Reggie Rabbit on the line, I'm going to open up two mics, all right? Willie Dog, your mic is open. B.E.T., your mic is open.
Yeah, Tank Man ought to be on there too. Get all of them. We coming over here to doggone it, to mess with doggone it, what you call it. And Boom on Willie, you a goddamn lie. Because we tried to lock him up and spam it up there, and he ain't goddamn to show up and give you that damn punk out money. I think both of y'all motherfuckers are right.
That's right. What's going on, Tommy Dog?
We locked your ass in with Mr. Nightmare, and we were supposed to come to Mississippi, and that motherfucker, you said he never did show up with the money.
Goddamn Boone is fucked up, man.
I'll hear you, Tommy Dog. I really wanted to come over here and plug for you Texas guys, man, and let them know I got Dr. Hyde and Mr. Hyde and Dr. Jekyll. Money. I got Tony throwing money. I hadn't got a phone call from them, so I really need them to hit the one button and let me know how they're going to get in touch with me. Give me a call.
Hey, let me know.
Let
me know when you get in touch with Hyde and Dr. Jekyll.
Dr. Hyde. Mr. Hyde and Dr. Jekyll.
Yeah, let me know when you get in touch with them, too. I've been trying to get a hold of them, too. Let me know.
I know if you're talking about racing them, they ain't not ducking. I know that.
I don't know, man.
Who is this?
Been trying to get them on the show for the last 2 weeks, now.
Who am I speaking with? Is it Rick?
It's Motion.
Huh?
No, it's Motion.
Motion Racing?
Yeah.
Motion Racing is a bad motherfucker now. But that goddamn Blue Magic put some on his ass.
Yeah, Motion.
Blue Magic.
You tough now, Motion. But if our old Red had a slip on you, Motion, you might have been in damn trouble now.
Man, if. The
well,
race
you
won.
Won the race. You won. Yeah. I'll give you that. You got to give you props on that. But, hey, if it had a, y'all just left that together, that would have been the light determined winner for. I'm telling you now, because y'all was shooting them damn flames out. I'm telling you, you had the candle lit all the way through. I like that in your motion. But you can stay away from them goddamn Dr. Jekyll. Well,
I've been trying to get a hold of them, man. They, you know.
Motion went there and took care of his business. He did what he had to do. When I looked at it on video, both of them had their plane lit, and the W came on Motion side. So we can't talk about what if. Motion got the win. He kicked that ass. Tell Big Sexy if he want it back, Motion say December 1st, he can get that again.
I can
give it a couple of days of Texas to go to your ass now.
What's that? What's that, dog?
I've been talking shit.
Hey, dog, don't make me put that Mexican bag on your ass now.
Say, what now? If that motherfucker run me every week, I quit my job. That's the easiest one I ever had. You talking about that old 55?
Yeah.
Now, them some good guys, man. Texas represented,
yeah.
Like I said, everybody trying to go out Texas.
Good guy,
Texas represented, goddammit. Texas ain't nothing to fuck with.
Yeah, he's a good guy. One thing about it, he'll race you again, though, dog. Shit.
Yeah, man. That dude likes to race, man. Yeah, and the guy coming to hug me, and it was some genuine, man. Them guys just like to race, man. They came down just to support, and I'm glad they did.
Yeah, you hustled us at first, though. You hustled. You really did on purpose. Just so you
no,
come back
no,
and
no, to be
man like mission, that.
I didn't mean it. I meant to whoop your ass, but I didn't. Well, I ain't going to tell you. I came back and gave y'all the back tie and kicked that ass in.
Yeah, you did that, bro. You did that, man.
Yeah, man, y'all some good guys, though, but I could have robbed y'all motherfuckers. I just fucked up. I rolled in too damn deep, and I still tried to wait. But y'all must have known about racing. Y'all saw me red light, and I stopped. And then I said, well, let me go in on since he kept going. And then I stopped, and I still came back to whoop his ass, and y'all still betting again?
Yeah.
Y'all ain't too bright. Big even big money on that shit. How the hell, man? Crazy. Were you crazy?
What?
I I'm glad you didn't bring your ass in it, because if you had seen that, you, ain't no way in the world you let him run again. I read Lid Face, and you know, after you red light, I was so glad, man, I just stopped. He took off like a bat out of hell, and I said, okay, well, shit, I'm going to go down the track because I was mad. And I hit that shit and mashed it and still beat the shit out of him. I'm saying that. I know damn well he ain't going to race no more. Went on that game in the back tire, he took it. Man, he couldn't even win with the break.
Hey, dog, you got to learn, dog. You got to learn, dog.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad you went there, because if you were there, I would have never got my money back. Everybody in the goddamn track started betting against him. He should have known something was funny then when everybody was betting against him.
Well, he had fun, dog. He had fun. That's all that can.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He had fun, and good guys, too. And guess what? Them motherfuckers had some steaks over there and some crab. Man, them motherfuckers was eating good over there, too, man. I was over there eating over there. I loved it around them motherfuckers. They fed the shit out of me, too. Motherfuckers came down there. They all right with me, shit.
Yeah, that was a good guy over there, Tracy. But, yeah, man, we had a hell of a time. We had a hell of a time. That damn Ben Lott, he just couldn't get enough. He just felt like he could beat them up. We raced that son of a bitch on 7 cylinders, man.
And then what happened is they took too much out the car the next day, because the next day the car didn't run nothing like it run that first night.
Well, they
get somebody to tune that goddamn car.
Right,
to be honest with you, if they get somebody to really tune that car, know what the hell they doing or whatever they doing over there, shit, they can just set them up the back tire.
That's why we told Kevin to bring his ass back. Cowboy told all that noise. They bring it on back down here on the first.
Well, that motherfucker there got that car, whoever. I wouldn't mind driving that bitch there. That's a bad motherfucker.
That's $5,000. You on the phone? Huh? That you trying to get that money up to put $5,000? Cowboy was on the phone talking. You said they're trying to get with him? I'm talking to the big guy that was been with the car. That's his car. He on the phone. Go ahead. Go ahead on. Let it talk. Go on. Open the mic up. Go on, Blind Eye. Yeah.
Hey, big guy, you know, Sam, Sam had pneumonia. He had pneumonia that day. You know that, don't you? We still, yeah, so we gonna, you gonna want some get back when we get back home on the first, man. I would run on the 30 in the first. Hey, hey, BG, yeah, when they get ready to run now, I don't want you to film that. Go to the bathroom now. Go to the bathroom, I'm telling you.
Well, that wasn't it then. Like I said, hey, Tracy, what was the topic tonight, man?
We want to say something about the topic. Did Tank Man make it in there?
Yes, I made it on.
Hey, dog, I want to tell BT something. BT, them Texas boys ain't kicked off in your goddamn ass enough. You better leave them boys alone now. That thing ass went out there. You came back eating soup for 2 weeks.
Hey, Michelle, Michelle on the phone. Yes, I'm on the phone. Now, you know, I always respect you ever since I met you, but on the talk show, you had to excuse my language. But if you play that goddamn song tonight, I'm going to fuck somebody else. Hey, yo, fucker up is broke.
Hey, Tracy, we just got through talking that shit on my show. I played that shit. I said, I'm finna make myself mad now. And I played that shit, and Tank Man fell out the chair, man.
Yeah, man, I see. Hey, you ain't heard this, yo. You, dog, you ain't heard this. Roy James told
told Monty Joe Young to get down here January the 19th, and he'll go to his ass.
Well, hey, but the way that motherfucker was running, I don't blame him. I heard Roy. That's another thing, Tracy, man. Roy James. But Tracy, tell me why you didn't park your shit and come on over the next day just to say hello or something.
You know how it is when you break, man. You got the Kool-Aid fake, your stomach hurts.
Yeah, I said that on my show. Yeah, I said that what it was.
Hey, I'm so damn sick on the way home, and they thought they wanted to take me to the hospital, man.
Oh, hey, but Tracy, what was the topic, man? We want to talk about the topic. What was the topic?
Hey, man, the topic tonight was, man, you know, shows on top of shows. Why so many shows, and there's no time grudge races showed any time to try to stop races or what, you know? So that was what the topic was tonight.
All right, well, then whatever Type Man said, that's what we're going to say, because Type Man my lawyer.
Go ahead,
Tyler,
man.
All the thing I say is if a motherfucker throw up a time that everybody can beat, we don't give a shit about it because a bitch flashed the boat and you're scared, just don't fuck with him. It ain't no big deal.
I heard that. I mean, because that cars around here, especially big-time cars, most of the big-time cars around here, at some point in time or another, they done flashed the
But tell me, dog, you ain't gotta do nothing but catch that motherfucker when you running good and fuck him on up, and then who gives a shit what his time runs? See, this is a catch. When they flash the board, that might be their best pass of the day. They might not run that time no more.
Goddamn sure right, cause Stevie Jackson, he go down there every time he go to Valley, also to Holly Springs and flash that time. Right back over here and turn it by and flash on his ass.
You hurt?
Yep.
Hey, we're in the background talking to his girlfriend, talking about he's hurting you.
Hey, somebody didn't use the mic.
No, she said, no, little daddy. So whoever he is, he ain't doing much.
Hey, check it out, dog. Do you got a back tire car out there? I mean, a back half car out there. We got a couple of back half cars that might not make it to Bradenton, but they said December 1st they done choked the shit out of Cowboy, and he can't come up with a straight answer yet. He's saying maybe on a back tire car. We got two back tire cars, back half cars out here. Say they're killing the damn thing on the East Coast back then.
God damn, dog, they ain't got no comment either.
Oh.
Hey, Motion. Yeah.
Motion. I like Motion, man. I like them. I ain't got nothing against Motion. I like Motion.
Hey, Motion. What's up? Why BET didn't put your race on the thing like you put yourself up?
I don't know. He on the line. Why don't we ask him?
He might have his hands tied up when it was time to do that. BET,
the man, probably.
He don't want to answer that. He's scared. Well, I'm going to go and tell you the truth. See, them Texas guys, they took out, they raped BET them when they came down there, and he's still a little warm about that, so. That's the reason why he ain't have Motion racing on that goddamn tape. Hey, it's kind of hard to put a motherfucker in the spotlight and they done raped it before. It ain't nothing personal.
That's a good thing. Like I told Jimmy before the race, I like being the underdog. So.
Oh, yeah.
I like being an underdog. So by him not putting me in the spotlight, that was an underdog for me.
Guess what? That's a good thing. It ain't that many more backheads seen it, so you can come back and fuck some of them up.
Yep.
Yeah.
I give it to Blue Magic, though. He's flying. Oh, Blue Magic flying, bro. But shit, man, we're racing, though. Ain't nothing but a thing.
You know what? They ride pretty good, but they race twice a year.
Yeah, I know.
But you know what, though, Tack Man? The best thing about that shit, man, it was all them bitches was bad. Motion, do you and Jacqueline Hyde, do y'all race each other down there in Texas?
Yeah, yeah, he got around me.
No, I'm just trying to settle, but this.
I'm trying to get a rematch with the high car. Yeah, I've been trying to get the high car on here for 2 weeks now.
He ain't got on yet.
They want me to call them. No, they want me to call them personally, but I'm not calling them personally. I'm calling them out on the show.
They don't get on talk show.
Matt drive? Matt Jones, that motherfucker don't give a damn now. Which one Matt drive?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's the one with the hot.
Now I had Matt on my radio show. Matt was talking to the shit.
Yeah, well, for some reason he don't get on this show.
Matt drive a great car, though.
Matt drive a high car.
Okay, the high car is a great car.
That's a great one.
Yeah, that's the great one. Yeah, you got a higher car.
I got a breaking news. I got a text. I got to read it. The motherboard said they ready to kick ass Saturday. The motherboard say they want to kick ass Saturday. So if anybody out there, I know they're in the Houston area. The motherboard said that they'll be there Saturday, and if you want to do something, they ready.
What they got now? They still got that 81?
Push the one button. They
got
to be out there
because
they're technical, so they
got
to be on the line.
Man, I ain't seen the Butler bars run in a couple years.
Well, they got a new car. I know they got a new car. I'm not sure which one I'm talking about.
But they got a back out? They got a back out. They're in trouble.
Push the one button. You want to kick ass at it? Go push the one button. I just got that text. Push the one button. Somebody might want to find out what you got, what you're trying to do.
Hey, Trace, I just got a text. They said they're going to put you in the same category with DJ Grant, so I don't know what that means.
Hey, you can't put me in the category with DJ Grant. I came out there, man, I just broke, but trust me, you know, I'll be back.
Hey, I ain't going to call my name, but who gave me that text, but I'm going to give you the initials. The initials is tight.
That's what? I wouldn't say that about my brother Atomic Dog.
Okay, well, we're going to be all right. Hey, I just got to take again. They said, tell them Horace and DJ. Horace, DJ, and Feedman. Horace, DJ, and Feedman. So,
Horace, DJ, and Feedman?
That's what the text just said. Tell them on the air.
Man, tell them to push the one button. Tell them to push the one button. That means, if they're looking for them calls, that means they got a bag out there, right?
Carolina, man.
He wasn't. He from fucking Texas.
Man, motherfuck y'all. I just thought about some of you sorry motherfuckers.
Hold on, dog. I bet you I can tell you what the fuck you finna say.
That be Alabama, man, a motherfucker.
Huh? What you want to bet?
They beat Alabama, man. They fucked Alabama number one ranking up, man.
Yeah, but now, where the fuck was crazy man, Kane?
You talking about, King. King broke ass found it, and, you know, he was in jail. He wasn't on work release, man.
Oh.
That motherfucker said that lie about he gonna bring 5 or 6 blower cars down to the zoo and shit. That bitch didn't even show up.
Hold on, BET, did you see Kane when you was in jail?
Hey, man, you ain't gonna let me talk about King like that.
I'm gonna
get King online. You gotta defend yourself,
dog. Get the motherfucker on the phone. That sorry bitch told all that lie. Had people coming from New Jersey talking about they want to come see him now and make her, and that bitch didn't even show the fuck up. Telling all them goddamn lies. Somebody had to pay money to get BET to come out to Texas. He ought to pay his own goddamn way to come out of that motherfucker.
You talking about King Up?
Yeah, yeah, King, that motherfucker. He no motherfucking king. I'm like, that, they call that bitch Queen Ellamy.
Why he say he couldn't make it? I believe that was what the deal was.
All right, well, you know, if that's the case, we ain't going to make no joke about that, though, if that's the case, man. But, you know, we just shooting a boo-boo. But if that ain't what the case is, get that motherfucking crooked mouth motherfucker on the phone.
Mo, can you get him on the phone, man?
Watch out, Willie Dog. You little cripple ass motherfucker. Let me tell you something. You ain't gonna talk about my partner like that, man.
So your heavy voice, ass. Take my nuts out your mouth so I can hear you. Your voice too heavy with my nuts in your mouth.
Hey, dog. I don't know about all that. I don't talk all that old gay stuff, Willie Dog. But I tell you one thing.
Who is this, man? Big Jake.
We will rip your new asshole.
Hey,
dog.
Who they talking? I want to know who talking shit to me. Somebody they gonna rip their new asshole when they know I love assholes.
That's James Earl Jr.
A heavy voice motherfucker.
Don't worry about all that.
Trying to talk sexy too. You need to go to the goddamn fucking kitchen and cook me a cheese sandwich, motherfucker.
Hey, you know when my partner King Arthur get on the phone, he gonna rip your dog ass up.
I bet you can't get the motherfucker on the phone. Why can't anybody know the motherfucker? Nobody can find him on the phone. The motherfucker can't get on the phone because he ain't paid his motherfucking phone bill.
No, because we're international. We may be anywhere in the country. We don't have to just sit here with around
Texas, you're in the goddamn country, period.
Everything is bigs in Texas, motherfucker.
That's what I'm just saying. You through your big ass lying mouth.
We ain't like you backwood peach dropping soup motherfuckers all over the world, dropping peaches and shit all over. The motherfucker can't even come down the highway. All the goddamn peaches and shit y'all got strolling all around. Goddamn motherfucker driving a peach truck and the whole goddamn peach truck turnover fucked up the whole highway.
What you did that goddamn cow horn that stuck up in your ass the reason you make you talking like that? Take that steel horn out your ass. Ain't nothing big in Texas but steels and fucking queers, and you both of them.
Let me tell you something, Willie Dollar. Won't you go back in the kitchen and fix some of them goddamn peach preserves down there?
I have some of them motherfuckers in the kitchen, I goddamn sure I'll go fix the motherfucker. I'm hungry than a motherfucker. You said it for a joke, motherfucker. If anything was in my kitchen besides, now I can't even go there and boil it. I'm going to go there and make me an ice cube sandwich.
No, dog, make you a wood sandwich.
Bullshit.
You have some motherfucking meat.
You ain't lying. My goddamn kitchen so motherfucking bad, and roaches left that motherfucker.
Damn.
You know, anytime roaches, you know, if you got a house full of roaches and all of a sudden them bitches gone, you know you a broke, poor motherfucker.
Boy, you're shooting bad.
Now, anybody that ever had roaches in their house, if you ever had roaches and them bitches left, you a broke motherfucker. Hey, Tyke Man, am I lying, no Tyke Man?
No, you telling the truth, boy. You shooting bad. You can't even keep no motherfucking free friend.
I ain't bullshit now. A goddamn roach will eat your shit if you shit on the floor. If a roach leave your motherfucking house, get you fucked up. You don't believe that, D.E.T.? That's D.E.T., you can tell about them roaches.
Atomic dog.
Hey, ain't no fucking atomic dog. This is a real dog. Atomic dog, that big old muscle bound. You talking about Tracy? Don't say no fucking atomic dog. Call him Tracy.
Right. Atomic dog, I got Mr. Reggie on the line, all right?
Hold on, dog.
We got Reggie. Treatment
over here. Treatment, go ahead.
Reggie on there. Reggie knows the deal. Me and Dallas on the floor. We got Reggie. Let's lock
him
up for
Dallas
on the floor.
Say it again.
Hello.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
Big Old Boy got there saying, are you the mayor of Louisiana? Like I said, you burn my phone up with my car going sideways, my car going straight, and we can't get you to get out of Louisiana. I mean, shit. Let's lock something up for Dallas on the third, man. Lock it up tonight.
Well, you know, Dale, I was over there a couple times a month out there in Texas then, but you done saw my car there a few times. Well, not me. I've been having some stuff to take care of on the weekends. I can't get out every weekend like I want. But aren't you supposed to be in
in Hattiesburg this weekend?
I'm going to be in Hattiesburg this weekend. You'll lock them up on that?
Uh-oh. Okay, I'm going to just try to see which one I get. I don't want to. All right, I ain't going to lock nothing up right now because I don't know which one I'll be to. But
hey,
I either be to Hattiesburg
or...
Three man.
No. Let me scrape something out right now. You talking about, I heard you make the statement earlier about that man not paying that punk out money. That man paid that punk out money, okay? All right, I want to screen that out because they have him on my show. I'm screening it out. At the time that you knew about it, he did not screen that money out. That man screened that up. You can call Big Clark. Yeah. You can text or email or whatever you want.
Money.
Well, I ain't got nothing to do with that, but I'm just letting you know that the man had family problem. Man got a 2-year-old, 3-year-old, and a 4-year-old. He couldn't make it. He didn't make it, but he took
that. Don't make
that
serious. He had a problem. Just say he had a problem. We ain't trying to. We didn't know that. We don't know.
But I'm just letting you know. But I'm saying, see, you don't know everything, dog. You know something. You don't know
okay,
everything.
Boom. What I'm trying to say is, you finna come over here now and try to make me look bad and shit. All you have to do
is
say you
have
family problems, and that's all you can do. We didn't know that. Why all of a sudden you just now know that when he got on the phone? We asked you that earlier. You didn't know a goddamn thing. So really, you need to be quiet about it now because you didn't know the first time. Why you just now know now?
If you'd have came on my show instead of...
I ain't
got
to come on your show. You was on this show. We were talking to you.
What I'm saying is this. If you would have listened to my show, you'd have known that man did that. But now you get out there bad-mouthing that man by him not paying the fuck out money.
I made a mistake. But listen to me real good,
okay,
though. I came on this show, and me and you both was on there, and you heard me say that.
Okay.
Why you didn't straighten me then?
Because I want that man to screen it.
That's a bunch of bullshit. You supposed to be the punk out man. If I did something wrong, you should straighten me right then so I could have shut the hell up. Don't come over here now trying to hit no motherfucking bell because he on the phone and try to look like you're a big
that?
Shot now because you ain't no
what
fucking big shot now.
I am a bell, dog. I am a bell.
You just look
I
like
a
fucking bell.
I know.
You ain't no bell. You just look like one. All
but
I'm saying
man,
is right is right. If the man
that,
had problems, we understand it. But let me know
okay,
that. All you
right.
got to do is say, hey, man, the
that's
man wasn't there because
that's
he had problems.
Let's move on. Now, what you saying,
I was just telling Tree Man, he know we'd have been on the track together several times, and he had issues. It was my first time bringing my car out whenever I met him, and I didn't get in. The only thing is just now I can't move around like I'd like to. I was in Texas for about 3 months straight, every night on his own territory, and every weekend. And then when I wasn't there, I sent the car down there, even whenever I could make it. Like,
I told your boy, I said, yeah, you was down here every weekend. Long as my car was going sideways, you was down here. Soon as that bitch went straight, we ain't seen you no more, man. I mean, if I got to come to Mississippi, I'm passing your thing. We can do it in Mississippi Saturday, man. I mean, you know, your people jump on the phone saying, Reggie, say, let's go and get this here done. I say, we coming through Louisiana, man. I'm coming through Louisiana Friday, be in Mississippi Saturday, and we can get this done, man. You were down here every weekend as long as my car was going sideways. You burned my phone up as long as my car was going sideways. You called me Little Tree and Tree, Tree Plant and everything else. And I accepted that. Told you, as soon as my car going straight, I'm going to call you. And I called you and been calling you for last month. And you ain't been trying to goddamn send me no day. Send me a day and let's turn these motherfuckers loose. I'm damn.
We're
going to
get it on. We'll get it on. I just need to, you know, when the date is good for me and you both again, I don't know which one I'm going to make, either Hattiesburg or December 1st, one of them I'll try to make. I was just sitting here trying to figure out which one I'm going to go to, or either that, saying that something on the 14th of December.
Bradenton? That's way up in Florida. I'm talking about we got Dallas and we got Mississippi. We got Mississippi this weekend. We got Dallas on the first.
Who is that? That's Tree Man right there?
Yeah, that's Tree Man.
Oh, okay, Tree Man. I thought that was Reggie. I'm sorry, Tree Man, for to call you Reggie. I like you, Tree Man. Tell us that. You come get that ass. Come on, Reggie. Come on, Reggie.
Yes.
Come on.
The boom going to take his place.
Boom can't take it. Come on, Reggie. I seen you over there at Hattiesburg last weekend. I know you're a bad man, straight off the trailer, and did some unspeakable shit to old
Sylvester.
Yeah. I know you're a bad man now. Come on now.
Come on, what you who you what you run?
No, I'm video man. I'm BET.
Okay. Yeah, now me and Tree Man gonna get it on sooner or later. Hopefully more sooner than later, but I just need to make sure I don't wanna commit to something like I did last time and have to end up paying some
yeah.
money. Something that, you know.
Hey, ready, your car running my car running. Your car
right.
running my car running.
That's right.
Both
balls
running.
Uh-oh. That's right.
Both balls running. You look pretty good down there, Reggie. From my view, you know. Or you must be busy this weekend.
Nah, it's my weekend with my kids, but I'm gonna try to make something happen real soon to get out there to Tree Man.
Well, if you can't get him this weekend, Reggie, Dream ain't gonna be in Mississippi. I guess if you can't get him this weekend, Dream Man already made up. If y'all can't get it on this weekend, he could be in Dallas December 1st. So
December 1st,
make it this weekend. He say he got a reason you can't make that happen. You know, you got a couple of weeks to make some plans. December 1st.
That's right. How much, hey, Dream Man, how much you talking about doing it for?
It don't even matter, Chief. We lock in a thousand punk out, 5,000 a bet on the way.
Oh, shit!
No, we lock in a $500 punk out for 5,000 a bet.
Oh, shit!
But look, tomorrow when we get on Boom Show, I know for sure what I need to do, and I'll let you know which one we're going to go at. And we'll lock something in tomorrow.
I ain't never been on Boom Show. I was on another Boom Show third, and I asked them about a race there. They tried to send me way to Florida, so I mean, I don't get the little like get on this show. I mean, y'all figure that? Hey, give me a call. We can lock this shit up and get this shit done.
All right, well, we'll do that. I got your number. You got mine. I'll call you tomorrow or something to let you know what happened.
All right.
All right, so, Doc, I'm going on mute, okay?
All right, man.
All
right. Okay, y'all, go back with
me. Now, that's how you motherfucking negotiate a rate. Two motherfucking grown men trying to get it on.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, and then they separate themselves from these goddamn boys talking about that $1,500. Fuck that, a nickel.
Talk man, don't start no shit now.
A nickel.
Them little
they
all made in damn Texas, goddammit.
Everything big in Texas. They call me TTT. Tight Texas, Texas.
Yep. Hey, yeah. Boomer still out there. Hey, Boomer. What out the boom, man?
What you say?
Hey, Boomer.
Hey, what's up?
Is that Boomer?
Yeah, this Boom.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man, this dog, man. No, man, not just trying to start that, but no. If somebody got a problem, Boomer, you should have just told me, man. I wouldn't even have to say that Boomer. I would have been through that stuff.
Oh, I understand, dog. Well, I was gonna say something to you, but it wasn't an appropriate time. I was gonna tell you that man had paid that money though. I was
hey,
gonna tell
boom.
You didn't know. You didn't know, dog. Yeah.
Boom.
Go ahead.
That nice shit. This is a color talk show. You should have told that mother, my motherfucker, shut up when you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Type man.
But you
don't.
Hey,
don't
you know,
I try to respect my elders, you know. Okay.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying? But I was saying, but Boom was being slick. Boom was trying to get him some free advertising. Boom said, come on my show and see it.
But
That's what we networking together for, man. We all
yeah,
scrape each other
like
back,
Phil.
Man. We do.
We'll come on your show. We got to have you like on Tracy's show. We finished up. Tracy said, "Hey, Tracy, see, I like Tracy. Tracy, all right." They didn't start making Tracy get mean. When I first met Tracy, I ain't never hear him raise his voice. Now the last couple of years, they done got Tracy cussing, talking shit. So they done, this game done made Tracy old. But Tracy said, "Hey, man, whenever y'all finish, come on over to my show." I said, "All right, me, BT, and Tyke, man, haul ass over to this motherfucker."
I couldn't get on, dog.
Yeah, I know. I had to call twice to get on that motherfucker. Somebody must have hung up or some shit.
No, you don't know the people that I know. You know, they call me, so, you know.
That's why I forgot you get a check.
I got straight on.
Yeah, that's
well,
because you're BET, motherfucker. You working with the feds. much you done came out here and got out of trouble, did you work with the feds? I ain't want to tell you, but goddamn bitch, you said you got straight on, motherfucker. You had to know somebody.
Ooh. Yeah, I know Miss Sharon. She got me right on in there.
Oh, damn, how you know Miss Sharon got them in my number, motherfucker? I was on for you, bitch.
Hold on. Scooby, your mic is open.
Oh, that's my boy. That's
what's
the motherfucker with that
boy. What's up, Mr. Willie Dawg?
What up, boy? Tell us something funny tonight.
Man.
Everyone that don't know what we're talking about, man.
Man, they got it going, man. BET, what's up with your rabbit mouth, hey?
That's old Scooby. There you go. What's up, boy?
Hey, what you got to say about old Tight Man?
Old Tight Man, I heard him talking something about old mullet mouth with his dope mouth, man. Hey. Tight Man, look like you been chewing on one of them motherfucking carrot salt blocks I feed my horse. His twisted mouth, man. Hey, BET.
Yeah, buddy.
Man, them boys fucked me up with that Mustang.
Yeah, they got you out there, man. They set your ass up, man. Got everybody throwing stones at you.
Who played that goddamn love music in the background? Some motherfucking love.
He's talking about something else, BET.
What you talking about?
Mobile. Them folks hit the wall with that car and still come back and drug a motherfucker for the money.
Sure did.
Yeah.
They hit the wall, BET. He tore the whole driver's side off of it and still come back and drug a motherfucker for the money. They hungry.
Man, I know that pretty motherfucker running, man. I know what that motherfucker going to do. You know?
Hey,
I just...
Them boys hunting, man.
I know it. I looked at the car, man. When I look at him, like I said, I saw the car. And I looked up under that motherfucker, and I talked to that fella.
Hey,
I said, "I know this motherfucker got to be fast. That bitch is flying right now."
What's up,
man? We're gonna try to get him to make that ride to Texas with us on the first, man.
Nope, I talked to him. They said they're gonna try to make Brady.
I talked to him about Brady.
Yeah, they say they're gonna try to make Brady.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Hey, Tracy, you going down to Brady in Tracy this year?
Yeah, I'm planning on going down there. I'm planning on going. One thing I got, you know, Seth Monk going to need some help when he gets his ass to Texas.
Hey, he got some shit to go to Texas and raise some hell with.
Yeah, he going to be a hell of a contender down now. It's a bad-ass car, man. I see him and Big Ball being in the same category.
Listen, man. At the end of the day, you're right. And the man really ain't studying Big Ball Factor.
That's a damn lie. If motherfucker I run Big Ball Factor, he a bad motherfucker.
That's what I'm saying. He just don't want to go. He just don't want to go straight to the top.
Hey,
he don't want to go straight to the top now.
Hey, dog.
You.
I didn't want to expose this on another man's show. That boy gonna be on my show tomorrow with that Mustang. He said he wants Tony Buzz, the white boy, and the Big Ball Factor. I didn't want to expose it now because I want to wait till tomorrow. But you tune in tomorrow, you gonna be able to talk to him yourself.
Hold on a minute. I want me three big booty white women. They don't mean I'm going to get them.
Huh?
He said he going to wait on them, boo.
Oh, you say he going to wait on them?
Yeah, he don't want to wait. He said he don't want to get out there right now. He want to get the small change right now. He said he don't want to go after the big boys. If he go after the big boys, then he ain't gonna have nobody else to race.
Who y'all talking about? Boom,
we talking about a bad song, big dog.
Where he race at, BT? Who is he?
Mobile. He had a Mobile. I think his name. What his name is, Scoop?
His name Jody Hadley.
Jody. Yeah.
Oh, that's my.
Yeah.
That's a white dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my boy. I know who that is.
He's a
man. I know Jody.
Jody, yeah. He's that bad motherfucker.
Hey, I know the motherfucker personally. I'm going to tell him, dog, I'm going to kick his goddamn ass because he wasn't going to call me. I wasn't going to be driving his car.
He
tried to call
me, dog.
Jody, I know what I'm talking about. Yeah, Jody, that's my
homeboy.
Yeah,
Mobile.
Yeah, I know Mobile. That's
yep.
My homeboy.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be driving his motherfucking
so
car.
Yeah.
So y'all gonna be looking for Mr. Hadley. He gonna be on the prowl here real soon. He done already
told
me.
You tell the dog, man. You tell the dog, man. I'm gonna tell him I'm gonna kick him in the goddamn mouth as soon as I see this motherfucker.
Okay.
His
crew chief gonna be on the show tomorrow. And anything
hey,
the crew chief saying, you know.
Mr. Red at? I want to give Mr. Red some props.
Go ahead, Scooby. He on my line.
Man, that man came in there. And Sylvester run his little snake mouth head down there and got just what he wanted. That man come out of the trailer, gave Sylvester the back tie and fucked over.
And
pretty nice. What did he get? Yeah. Okay.
That man gave Sylvester the back tie with that old burn up ass car he got, which is a good little trick. If you
didn't even put the hook in his mouth first.
He didn't even put the hook in there.
Everything he asked for, everything Sylvester run over there asked for, old boy said, you got it. He said, I had a back tie. The man said, yeah, you got it. Well, let me get the brake and the back tie. He said, you got that. He said, line that bitch up.
Uncle Willis, dog, the man that you know who tripped over in that water, bare hand example,
good day. Damn sure did. Damn sure did.
Oh, man, I got fucked up, huh?
Red Hot was just running around there, but you know what happens to a Red Hot when you lick all the red off, his ass gets real sweet.
Yeah, Red Hot had won all the money, had won the money in the shootout in the gambling race, and man, couldn't leave well enough alone, running around that little rabbit ass, and jumped on, and thought, damn it, that boy straight off the trailer, he had a duck, and that boy dusted his goddamn ass, lost all the money he just won. On that race.
BET, we left down, came down to Mobile Sunday. I had a hook set for Mr. Nuckhead. He didn't show up. But Boom got on tape. Boy, we got a little hick town, a little country, a little track. But boy, we did some gambling down there last night. Unfortunately, I got my ass kicked. But hey, it was some gambling going on, and they did some race.
Well, tell me this,
yeah,
Scooby.
We...
Tell me this, Boom and Scooby. Who the guy that with the little Pinto, man? With that goddamn Olive Oil. That's one of my
But you know what? You know what? BET. That's the problem he got in that car. He can't keep no doughs on it. When he get on all that shit,
he got no duct tape. He can't get no duct tape.
Ain't no
well,
duct tape.
Well, you know, they protested him putting that on the car. He was gonna try to fix it for the.
I'm telling you what, who did that? Sylvester did that.
I didn't want to be the one to expose that, but yeah.
Well, you know who did it. I know who did it.
Went
up there and told the safety man, said, look here, the Alagala down there, man. Don't let that man come through here with his damn pick the doors up. I can't handle that goddamn Alagala. He said, man, I want this money. I give you a couple hundred, man. You keep the Alagala out there, motherfucker.
And BET. BET.
Yeah.
Man, what the fuck y'all got going on that Natchez NTZ race? Them boys trying to put you in the Wichita Cross.
Yeah, that goddamn fake ass roller, man.
Man, they got two
Tom Cruise, man. I know it. But you see how BET went on there and handled his ass, don't you? He's Facebook. He good for Facebook. That's it.
Oh, okay. That's what it is.
Yeah, that fuzzy mouth motherfucker, he ain't gonna race nobody. You see what he did? Run up down that track all night long, wait till goddamn it 10 o'clock, talking about he wanna race.
But you call him fuzzy mouth
motherfucker. That's old Roll.
They got my boy BRT all twisted.
Yeah. Come on. Hey, he told me goddamn it, he gonna charge me for putting his car on DVD. What kind of shit is that?
Oh man, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
He like you in his motherfucking airplane. He ain't got no motherfucking airplane.
Okay. Yeah, he'll fake ass. I call him a fake ass race for that shit he tried to do, man. You know. But, you know, I'm uncut. I don't care nothing about it, man. I don't give a fuck. You know?
Exactly. BET.
That's right. Yeah.
If we going to be down in Bradenton live and direct,
man, we going to be live in HD, buddy, in Bradenton, man. We going to have our ass. Do you hear me? We're
you
going
so
in
right.
There.
Yes.
We
know,
just.
Right.
So damn well he got around. He said, y'all around that Greyhound bus.
BET, what
happened,
BET? Y'all
don't play
that
on you? No. They got a stamp on that Honda every time he comes through Georgia, goddamn it. They're waiting at the state line for that something. every time I come through Georgia, boy, I go to jail.
Hey, Trader, they got a goddamn street lane down there for BET. That bitch that paid goddamn Georgia so much goddamn money, they named a street after that motherfucker.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Hey, tell me, dog.
What's that?
BET the only black man I know went to jail the day after Obama won. It was on his way to damn court. He gonna get
he got bad luck.
I don't know what that old lady name that he looked up under her dress and seen all them gray hairs, but he need to go tell her he's sorry.
Hey, look at they stopped BET ass. BET, the man said, why you in such a hurry, boy? BT said, man, I'm on the way to coach. They gave that bitch 2 more tickets.
And locked him up.
They thought he was lying, though. That's why they gave the ticket. They thought he was lying.
I showed the motherfucker paperwork. I was on the phone with Tight Man then. I was on the phone with Tight Man when the motherfucker was lying. So Tight Man and the motherfucker pulling me over. He said, they pulling you over now? I said, hell yeah. I said, just come on, get me.
You must keep a warrant, BET. You must keep a warrant out of something, man.
Man, what I gotta do, man, I gotta get my license straight, man. I'm working on this 900, man. If our text can take up a donation for old BET Live, I sure appreciate it, man. BET Live, stay out of jail for him, man. You know. Help him out, Texas. Help him out.
Y'all might be joking.
Oh, I'm dead serious.
BET, well, what you need to do is get your ass down here with me, and we you ride to Texas with me.
What I need to do, Scooby, I got 600. What I need to do is you wire me 3 more 100, and I'll be able to make it down there to you.
Okay, do what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna wire you those 3 more 100, but like Roland say, I'm gonna need a portion of that motherfucking video camera you work.
Hey, I'm gonna give you a six month subscription.
Hey, one thing I can't say now,
when he do have damn oil pressure, he will deliver them goddamn DVDs.
Yeah. He gonna send mine to grown folk to my he trying to save on postage, you sorry motherfucker.
Well, like I said, y'all know I'm struggling right now. Help me out now, Scooby.
Huh?
Why me that? Western Union or MoneyGram do?
I got you, BET.
Hey, in the morning, Scooby.
Hey, Scooby. Yeah. We pull up to the goddamn restaurant and order breakfast, right? I go in there and tell the motherfucker what I want for my breakfast.
Yeah.
You look at BET, look at the damn dough. I want a glass of water. I said, bitch, I'm fucked up as you here this week. I ain't got no goddamn money.
Well, he said he like my homeboy. I ordered, he said, yeah, I'm going to get the same thing he got. What I'm going to do, you need to get your ass on one of them little planes I'm going to send you up there. Now, listen, it misses every once in a while, so if he tell you to hold on, he going to go out there on the wing and tap on that damn propeller. You just stand there, it'll crank back up, and he going to bang you on his.
Anything help, Scooby. Anything help me, get me there, Scooby.
Well, look, I promise you, when we get down to goddamn Florida, man, I'm going to act so much. I'm going to throw my head and try to hustle me them $200 or $300 for you, and we're going to get it.
Scooby, I need them 300 ASAP, Scooby. I ain't going to be able to make it to you to ride with you if I don't get them 300.
Goddamn, I gave you a nifty 50, so you need about 250 now, huh?
No, I I made good down there. I think I made 450 while I was down there. I got back home, I made another 200. So I got 650. I got 650. I was just saving that fifty for gas, fam.
BET. You ain't tricking, is you?
No, I'm dead serious, Scooby. Help me out.
You ain't tricking, is you, BET, because you went to studying when you were trying to explain that money.
No, help me out, Scooby. I'm dead serious now.
I got you, BET.
Well, don't keep saying you got me. And then in my pass, and then Thursday you get on the show, and I'm going to ask you the same thing now.
Listen, you twisted mouth motherfucker. I'm trying to tell you.
Damn, BET don't mind. Goddamn it, ask me.
Boy, there's going to be so much shit attached to them 300, he won't ask no more.
I don't, as long as I can get him, Scooby.
And BET, I hate you to have a dress on down there in Brady.
Hey, Scooby.
Hey.
I'm going to let him ride with me, but he got to put his head in my lap the whole way down there. Hey, you know what I'm gonna do here? I'm gonna close my eyes out and imagine she's gonna rub them plaques like it's a woman, cause I can't imagine an ugly ass face, but I'm gonna rub them plaques.
God damn, BET.
I might let him
and
Mississippi Joe ride together
since
they both undercover faggots.
Oh,
shit.
Big E.T., I know you ain't rubbing baby oil on Joe.
Man.
Hey, that's why they can't get along, see? B.E.T. got slick. Joe gave him the money to go buy the baby oil. B.E.T. go out there and get a goddamn ball and put some water in the motherfucker talking about his baby oil and it wasn't sticking right.
Whatever, hey, Scooby, whatever it takes, give me them 300. Y'all go ahead, man.
Man, listen, man.
They
like dogs say. Them
brains, them got them goddamn 300.
No, he ain't bullshitting.
Hey, like dogs say, them brains in the body dress, we put you on the right track, we might get that for the key. Hey, hey, dog.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Dog.
Yeah.
You know we gonna put it in this little pouch. We're gonna get one of them pouches. They go around this way. And we're gonna put a bunch of red rubbers in it so they won't see when they bust a vein going up in it.
Whatever it takes, bring it on. Long as I get them 300, Scoop. I just want them Texas guys to know, like I said, Tony Thorne, y'all get at me. I got some money for your DVDs. I really want to try to get you to work with your order. Give me a call at 662-422-0506.
I got a lot of background on this driving.
It's probably
and again,
nah,
that ain't
me.
No,
that's me. That's me. I'm out here working. I'm the only motherfucker working while I'm on the show.
Okay, yeah. BT, give me the number again.
662-422-0506. Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, Tony Thorne, all you guys out there in Texas looking for that DVD, give me a call so I can get your address and get it to you. Dead serious about starting that BT get out of jail fund, so stay out of jail fund. So I'm looking for donations from y'all, and y'all have a good night.
Hey, before you go, let me say something right quick, Michelle. Hey, Tracy, how far are you saving them guys at BET is called? Because if he can't get the hook to them, he can send the DVDs to you, and you can give them to him if you ain't that far from him.
Well, I have to mail it to him, too, dog. I'm about 3.5 hours from him, so, you know, I'm quite sure. If some listen, they'll get it. If not, I get Tony a call tomorrow, man, at BET. I'll have him give you a call.
All right, buddy. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay.
Boom, your final comment.
Okay, Miss Sharon, Tom McGill,
like
thank y'all for Yeah, same. Make two of us in. But no, I enjoyed the show tonight. It was great. We got a lot of things understood. I'm like BET, I'm also a filmer at the moment. I'm also a grudge raiser, but mostly a filmer. And y'all can PayPal me at boomonwheels73@yahoo.com and let me know what DVD you want. Just so y'all know the ones that I do have, I know y'all Texas guys have y'all DVD man over there, but I have the video from Hollow Springs, which happened on the 28th of last month. I have the Macon, Georgia race, which happened on the 3rd of November. I do have Big Clark's race that happened in Hub City, which was November the 10th.
And I do have the November the 11th out of Mobile. That's the up-to-datest DVDs. I have several other DVDs from all over the South that I'll be filming that. So if y'all interested in it, y'all can go on Grudge Inc. US, and I have my information on there also, some information on there also. But other than that, y'all can reach me at 504-602-5817. But as far as the show, I enjoyed it, and that was something that I thought that really needed to be touched on, because us as promoters, man, both shows a month, me as a firm, I'm not making 4 months. So, I mean, you know, so I can imagine how it is with a racer. But with that being said, Rich is on my line. Rich, you got anything to say before I get off this line?
Boom.
Hey.
Did you say
okay.
You filming
them? Huh?
Did you say you filming them?
Did I say I'm filming?
Sound like I heard you say you filming them.
No. Hell no, I ain't say I'm filming them. I say I'm a filmer. No, I ain't filming them. Hell no, I ain't filming them. No, wrong dude. But thank you, Ms. Sharon.
Get us a goddamn donation too, though. I was taking the savings account fucked up.
With that being said, y'all have a good night. I love y'all, and I'm going to wait around for that goddamn song to come on. I might have to fuck somebody up on that.
Okay, Tracy, let me try one more person. Tracy, hold on. Let me try one more person. I don't know if he can or not, but he's held on for the whole show. Jackie, I got your mic open. Do you have a final comment, or are you still working?
No, I'm working, but, you know, it's nice hearing everybody, and we'll see y'all tomorrow night and next week. See you next week.
All right. Tracy, it's on you.
All right, man. This show, man, like I say, we just trying to bring some things up, man, to enlighten some of the promoters and rates around here about these shows, man, getting on top of you.
Right, man, get that mic.
Okay.
Man, trying to get some of this stuff solved because it is a problem. People can't make all them shows. We got to keep working, and I hope we can make some ground. Hope we have some people listening, and we can get together and try to solve some of this stuff before the 2013 year get kicked off. Other than that, man, like I said, got a race going on this weekend in HMP, followed by Atomic Dog showing up racing December 1st. Hey, man, that ought to be a good show before people some head to Bridgerton. Hey, man, appreciate everybody for coming on, man. You know, thank you for doing what we do, Grudge Inc. We appreciate this show. We all got to work together. I heard Dog talking about some things him and Tight on his show about the Grudge Inc. deal, and I'm just going to say this and leave it. And all in all, we all grudge races. We all do different things at different times, but in the end, we constantly make up what it is in the grudge racing game. So we always got to find some ways to work together overall. There's no perfect one person, but we have to keep it positive for the most part and find ways to come up with solutions instead of always complaining and compounding a problem. With that being said, man, hey, man, I hope each and every one of y'all enjoy y'all night, and we'll see y'all later on in the week on these other shows, and be safe, good luck, and may God bless you.
Okay, with that, hey, Trace, let me say something right quick. Can you hear me?
Yeah, he is.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, now, see now, Tyke Man, I want Tyke Man to hear this too. Tyke Man.
I'm listening to you.
Now, see, now, this is what I mean. You notice now, see, Tracy's show don't go one way. Tracy always show up to everybody and don't just try to pinpoint one, what you call him, which we know he grudge ink, but he don't always try to put that in our face, and he's got a variety of different people on here not saying just one thing one way. So that's all I was trying to get out. And like I said, we all can come together because, see, I'm on here like this here. I feel left out on some of them other shows. I don't feel like I'm wanted, so that way I don't send it on them other shows. But with that being said, it ought to get better. But I had to bring it out because I'm not the only one thinking that way. So thank you, Tracy, for maybe seeing a ball of thing, and maybe your word can get heard. Maybe you can put the word into the right place to make this shit better for all of us. Thank you.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
BET, make sure that you make Doc feel welcome on Clark's show Thursday night, okay?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. He always is. He always is. He's a co-anchor. He's a co-anchor in this game. We need him. Can't make it with that old dog.
And dog, thank you for letting me know that I run the show well. Go ahead.
Oh yeah,
Titan.
Ain't no problem there, Cheryl. You know the deal.
Yeah, you do.
You know what I'm about to do. Go ahead, Titan.
You finna play that goddamn song, Titan.
You do run it good. Well, BET.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, man. Don't you go to Texas with them braids and that body dress, because I hear everything speaking in Texas.
We're all right, school.
Good night, everybody.
All right.
Willie Dawg.
They got that bullshit, Dawg.
Willie Dawg.
Motherfucker stole my goddamn song. That was the fucking world.
That damn dog.